We got no Cowboy game to talk about.
I know, but the good news is they won the last time they played, and the Eagles lost.
Oh, they did? Yes. Yes.
So even when the Cowboys don't play, if the Eagles lose, my heart smiles.
Yeah, so I watched the beginning of that game, and I was like, come on, come on. They started to come back, and I'm like, no.
Oh, the Eagles game yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice to see them take a nice big dump in the middle of the afternoon for a change.
Where does that put us, them Cowboys?
I believe that puts us back into, in essence, a tie. But, I mean, really, it's going to come down to this next game on Sunday night. It's very
simple. Is that when we play? I don't know why I do that.
It's okay.
Like, I'm actually donning the Cowboy uniform.
Right.
Is that when the Cowboys play again Monday?
Sunday night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll play the Eagles Sunday night, which will, in essence, be for the NFC East. Even though both teams have two games left, you kind of figure, as even as they are, whichever team wins that game will win the NFC East. And at this point, in order to ensure you get in the playoffs, you need to win your division because there are so many different possibilities as far as wild card.
I feel good about it.
Well, it just shows all over your face. And I feel it in your voice.
Well, this be the first time in how many years we made it to the playoffs?
Last time in the playoffs was 2009?
I think I heard somebody say 5 years.
It's been 5 years since our last winning season, so yeah, I'd say 2009. Yeah, because that was the year that we had to beat the Eagles 3 times in a season.
And how did you guys do that?
Through, see, you made me do it.
No, I think most people do it.
Most people do it, but I'm with you. I try not to say the we thing, but after a while, you kind of get sucked into it. When you watch every game and you're in on it as much, then inevitably it becomes a we thing.
I think if you say we all the time, even if the Cowboys lose, then it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, if they lose, get their asses handed to them. Well, they did this. No.
It's still we. No. Mm-hmm. That's your team. Why do you think, just in case, why do you think Chuck Morgan always says, your Texas Rangers?
Yeah, he could say our Texas Rangers, but you're right. He says your. Your team, people.
Since
1972.
Do all you. All other baseball teams do that? The voice announcer? They always say you're San Diego.
Ooh, it's going to be good. San Diego. You have a baseball town. I will give you credit on that.
Cardinals?
Nope.
Pirates?
No, but it does start with a P.
Pricks?
No.
San Diego has a team?
Baseball, yes.
Baseball.
And football, yeah.
Blue Jays?
No.
Blue Sox?
No.
San Diego. What'd you say it started with?
Starts with a P.
Think father.
Priests?
No. You're close, though. God. Different language.
Pantalones?
They're not the San Diego pants. As much as you might want them to be and how hysterical
oh,
that
I got
would
it.
Be.
I got San Diego Padres.
There you go. Although now
I like priests better.
I like pants.
Your mascot is a pair of pants.
Which I guarantee you someone is saying, that's a stupid mascot. Not really, because there's a couple teams in the league that socks are theirs. So let's not be all judgy. One team is just a color.
Boston Reds?
Cincinnati Reds.
Damn it.
But you have the Boston Red Sox, okay. Chicago White Sox. So, really, a team named after pants is not that much of a stretch.
The Texarkana Toughskins. That'd be a team I wouldn't want to play if they stood up to their name.
Absolutely.
Those guys are made out of cast iron.
And I hate playing them. Damn.
I really wish. I'm going to look on eBay and see if I can find a pair of Toughskins from like the 70s that would be your size, and just to watch you wear them one day.
Oh man!
And try and run.
They run? No, you said that's a fire hazard.
No, I believe you. No, I said corduroy. Seriously, corduroy pants is a fire hazard. You run fast enough in those, they'll spark.
Okay, fair enough.
Static electricity and woof. Tough skins. Chloe, you're the only one that's...
Yeah, I remember them. Invincible.
You can forget about... I know we've covered this, but you forget about washing them over and over and over. So hopefully they look sort of worn. Right. I don't know what Sears used for a dye. It must have just been paint.
Yeah, you could have thrown
lead-based paint,
bleach, acid into the washer. It doesn't matter. It's resistant to everything.
That's why I said before, I'm shocked they just didn't wrap the space shuttle in Sears tough skins.
You know,
taking off, re-entry, like leave. You don't even have to do anything.
Who's to say they didn't at least test it? Because at certain points, I mean, you're kind of going through trial and error as far as what's going to hold up to certain temperatures.
See the new video open I made?
I did. Someone was busy with graphics over the weekend.
Yeah. Drunk.
Drunk CGI.
What else did I make? Not important. I'll show you later.
Okay. Just more.
Just graphics that say, you know, the RMS in different fashions. One of them is these little cotton, white-gloved hands that form out the name in clay.
Ooh. So, at this point, you're really just running up the score on Fox 4's graphics department, yes?
Well, I got them beat by at least 8-9 years. They're still using graphics that just say, fire. Sometimes you'll get a picture of fire behind it, sometimes you won't.
Mm-hmm. I've seen more convincing images of fire on a fake fireplace.
Mm-hmm. I'd be more scared of cartoon fire than what they show on Fox 4.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just decided it's not... You know, it's a graphic that's up over, mostly I noticed with Steve Eager, just up over his shoulder.
Right.
I mean, I have to think, well, you don't want to be too distracting with really good graphics.
Yeah, but you, at the same time, you want them to be good enough to where it seems worthwhile to have them. Because otherwise you could, some of the ones that they show, like the fire one where it has like the out of focus flame with just white letters and all caps that say fire. You could have a production guy just holding a drawing he did, and it wouldn't be just as convincing.
Clip art. Actually, I like that even better.
I do, too.
Just somebody putting – have their kids start doing the all the graphics. And just have the kid hold it up. Don't put it on a TV monitor.
Mm.
Don't even correct their spelling. Who cares?
Nah, it doesn't matter. You'll know what their intention is. You'll know if there was a fire. You'll know if it was, you know, some kind of bombing. You're thinking of something else now, aren't you? Something really awful, aren't you? So terrible, you're afraid to say it.
I'm not.
No, that's frightening to me then.
Done.
No, you're not. Whatever movie you're playing in your head.
It ain't a movie. It's just like, I'll have to tell you during the break.
All right.
You got any on you?
Jesus, man. I do have a little bit. Okay. Let's do cut number 4.
Okay.
Last night on the Discovery Channel. I forget the guy's name, but it was the guy who was going to let an anaconda eat him alive. It was the show Eaten Alive on Discovery Channel last night.
Did we talk about that?
We did. We read the story, I'd say, a couple weeks ago when it was announced that this was going to happen.
I don't remember. I remember Nikki Sixx talking about it.
Mm. I think we had mentioned it.
Okay, so it was on Discovery and this was live?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, definitely not.
And so how does this... Do I just want to play the audio?
No, here's the thing. It's of course, since it's a TV show, it's very visual. But at least you can get an idea of the buildup and how they're doing everything. Since you didn't see it, there's a bunch of jump cuts. The thing almost looked like a music video, the way it was shot. I imagine part of the main reason for that is...
How big is an anaconda?
Imagine the biggest snake and then triple it.
I mean, it's like the size of an alligator?
They eat alligators.
Yeah. A huge snake.
Yeah. Big snake. Anyway, the reason I think they were jumping around different shots was because they were trying to over-dramatize it.
I think I'm going to vomit. Just the idea of some guy that...
If you want, you can watch some of the video.
I will not.
It's really not that bad.
Of an anaconda swallowing a man.
That's the
what kind of suit? Didn't he wear some type of protective suit?
Yes, he was wearing basically full on body armor. Remember the Dark Knight or the Black Knight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
By say a knight's armor, something like that.
The one that would bite the legs off. It looked like that.
Okay, so how do we know he was actually in the suit of armor?
He took the helmet off at some point after they picked the snake up off him after he pussed out.
Oh, he didn't go all the way through?
No. So what I pulled is basically there was this whole buildup of the show, and then like the last, I'd say, 3-4 minutes.
Okay, I'm getting bored with this.
Okay.
First of all, how did he get the anaconda to start swallowing him?
He covered himself in pig's blood.
Got it. And the anaconda starts, did a guy go in head first, feet first?
Started to go in head first.
Okay. Could he actually see what was going on?
There was a camera you could see down the anaconda's throat.
But could the guy...
I don't know if he could.
I don't think I'd want to see that.
Probably not, but I know he felt it.
So he chickens out about halfway, how far in?
I don't even think the snake got his head all the way in. Because it was way too big, because the snake was smaller than the one he had intended.
Well, they swapped snakes on him at the last minute?
I get. They had to...
Well, they didn't plan something out, so he didn't make it all the way through. His head gets in, and then he bails, and what's his audio?
It's him basically saying, with really loud music, I'm calling it, my arm's about to break.
Oh, I didn't know we could talk to him.
Yeah, he's got a radio. So you hear him, obviously it's muffled. And there he's saying, stand by. And then there's a woman who's talking to him back and forth as well. And they have a team of people ready to pull the snake whenever he says, get him off me.
The snake is eating me.
Nobody move.
What are we going to do?
Nobody move.
Who do you think wants to get close to the anaconda?
That was what surprised me, was on one hand him willing to do this, but having a team of people willing to go pick the thing up off of him. Man, that's your decision.
Well, it's, I mean, if... Oh, that's, I don't care.
Guys, my face is down. I can't feel my arm. She's squeezing.
My face is down. I can't feel my arm. Because I guess
you're getting eaten alive by a snake,
which is constricting you. So I don't. You may have a bunch of body armor, but clearly they underestimated the power of this snake to snap him.
Paul, you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm telling you that overly.
I'm at a snake. Snake is eating me alive.
Are you okay?
What do you think? I'll tell you what. If you had to guess.
You okay?
My arm.
Oh.
My arm's talking. This thing's gonna break.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, there's a new monkey's in here.
So what do they do? Pulling him out by the feet?
Now they're just... He didn't even get really in the snake. They're just picking the snake up off of him.
Why? Why not pick him up?
Because they got to get the snake off of him because it's constricting and going to break his arm.
Well, the snake wrap around him first?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they
Jesus
do it. Crumb. Yeah, it's coiled around him and then...
I got to turn the mics off. Everybody get it out of your system. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snake's coiled and then it starts to go head first with the mouth.
Okay.
But again, I don't even think that his whole head got in that snake's mouth. Based on what I saw.
Once he got in, how were they planning on getting him out?
They were going to cut him out.
So they were going to kill the anaconda?
Yeah. Which, that was part of the controversy leading up to it. People are already mad about that.
Who cares if you kill an anaconda?
People on the internet.
Okay.
All right, man.
What's Paul, this? If you can walk back to the tent, I want to see how well your heart rate's doing. I just want to make sure he's recovering okay.
What's all this squishy stuff?
He was in mud. It was like in a low-lying swamp type area where the snake was starting to num 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 num.
So this, none of this was live?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it could be.
Well, I don't see why you couldn't. If you knew it was going to fail, I don't know how as a network you promoted. Watch a man be eaten alive by an anaconda. Well, you already knew if this was pre-produced, you're lying.
Well, they called it eaten alive. They didn't guarantee that he'd get all the way in. They just said he was going to make the attempt.
And what was going to be the reason for all of this? What accolades was he looking for?
I think just some sort of scientific research.
Of what? To see if an anaconda could swallow a Hyundai?
Perhaps. Yeah, I'm with you. The exact scientific benefits, I'm not sure, because you already know that if an anaconda's eating you, it's going to suck. So
yeah, it doesn't matter what you're wrapped up in, because unless you've been eaten by an anaconda before, you really have no idea what type of power they have.
Yeah. Why don't you find some other people that have been eaten by large snakes and ask them, oh, that's right, they're dead. My guess is that they would say, it sucked.
Plus, I've already seen something like this before in Sharknado.
Yeah.
The guy goes into the shark with a chainsaw.
Now that
he wasn't wearing armor or anything.
If you're going to climb into the belly of the beast, that's how you do it.
Just shows you what being out of work for 10, 15 years will do to you.
That's right.
We'd like for you to get eaten by the shark. Is it CGI? No.
Is it Tori Spelling?
Let's see. Which would I rather?
Give me the shark. Give me the shark.
Give me the shark. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic. Over to myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound on the Bush, right at Frankfort Road, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic goes backed up back to Josie and Irving. Still got some big problems. Eastbound 183 between Loop 12, Walton Walker, and 114. That stretch of 183 is completely shut down due to some construction because of that accident on Friday when the 18-wheeler hit the bridge and a whole bunch of other stuff was messed up. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back to MacArthur. And McKinney, northbound 75, right at Virginia. Got some road construction there being cleared out right now. That has traffic backed up into Allen, back from Stacy Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Monday Night Football. Tonight, a few clouds, 42 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 67. Right now, 59 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
He vomited on the football and gave it to the quarterback?
Mm-hmm. And not a little bit either.
Really?
It wasn't like one tiny little carrot chunk. It was all of it. It was like he was giving the ball a shower with his stomach juices.
Couldn't he? What? Okay.
Couldn't he what?
There's a turn. It doesn't matter because he puked on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's the center. The quarterback's in a shotgun. Okay. And he's already set. Once he's set.
The quarterback's in the shotgun, meaning he's moved back a ways?
Yes.
Okay, he's so you got to be behind him. You got to be looking between your legs.
Yes.
To be able to see the quarterback.
Right.
So the ball had to be right under his mouth.
Yeah, it's right there. So
I bet they don't call who was playing.
It was Oregon against Arizona. It was the Pac-12 championship game.
At which side was it? Arizona? The guy vomited on the ball?
Yeah.
I bet they don't call shotgun plays again.
Honestly, it probably helped the quarterback that it was the shotgun, because at least when the center snaps the ball, it'll air dry for about a quarter of a second, as opposed to just the quarterback being under center and just handed it directly to him. Between
man,
his legs. Here, take this. This is all nasty.
I'm done with this. Do do some football calls.
Oh, like the quarterback?
Yeah.
All right. 57's Mike. 57's Mike.
Oh,
all right.
No.
All right. Blue 80. Blue 80. Don't you dare snap that ball.
You take it.
No, I don't want it. No.
It'd been funny if all the other, I mean, everybody that saw it just started puking.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
I saw this on Family Guy.
And if the quarterback saw it, you just immediately like, okay, time for an audible. I'm going to audible to the Wildcat. Hey, someone else get back here. You take this snap.
Did the quarterback know he had yacked on it?
I don't think so. Because the video that I've seen, it is zoomed in on the offensive line. So
is there any audio?
Not that I heard, because it's the video of it is just a Vine video, and it's of someone's TV.
Well, I'm just wondering if the play-by-play guy said anything.
The video I saw, there was no mention of it.
Well, there's a tough break there, Al. Looks like the center's puked all over the football.
But see, that type of thing, that's something that back in the day that John Madden would have circled and replayed over and over again. Be like, look, right here.
With a little arrow coming from the center's mouth, pointing at the football.
Yeah.
You know, the puke made this run.
Yes, right there. Boom. But it was, man. It was one of those where he sits, because one of the most amazing things is that he vomits, but he incurs no penalty. There's
why,
no false start.
Why would he get a penalty?
Because most people, if they were about to throw up, they probably would have just broke the stance, stood up, and walked off and vomited. But after he had already become set, that'd be a five-yard penalty.
What would I Google?
Arizona center vomit. That should get it to pop up.
Arizona center vomits on ball and snaps it.
And that's what's amazing. He doesn't miss anything. It's right there.
Okay. Taking a chance. You know how this computer, it loaded pretty quick. Maybe I should start using Google Chrome.
Hmm.
Okay, I have no idea what this audio sounds like. And you're right, there's none.
Yeah.
Damn it, I missed it.
It's kind of quick, but when you see it.
Oh, yeah!
See, you see it. There's no doubt. Because... to me, it looks like one of those water vomits where he just took in too much water and ran around, and then his body says, you don't need all this water. So his mouth, it just opens up. It looks like a quick burst from like a hose.
It almost looks like the way... It looks like he tilted his head down specifically to vomit on it.
I think
it loops over and over. Come over here and look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking up, and he looks down just to vomit on the ball. Watch. There was no reason for him to look down.
So how long between the end of when he vomits to snap?
Oh, half a second.
Well, hang on. Let me watch. Vomit. Yeah, about almost a full second.
Yeah.
Let's see. Vomit.
My purpose right now is to puke on this ball and give it to him.
And the tackle that's right in front of the center?
Nose tackle or tackle, yeah.
He just happened to look down at the wrong time because he didn't see. I wouldn't touch that guy, and he just yacked. You don't know if he's done.
Chances are you're about to hit him. He's not going to be done.
That'd have been great had he been able to hold it. I'm just watching this thing loop over and over.
It'll put you in a trance.
Down, vomit.
So once he got down, what did he do? Where did he run to? Did he do something?
He stood up and blocked the tackle.
Oh.
Well, he didn't get a chance to do much of anything. Cause he
went out to help the guard next to him. he reached over to help him on that, what looks to be a two or three technique.
At first, you think, again, I'm still watching it. It just looks like a, it looks like he's going to spit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's too much that comes out. And it's white. Oh, you're right. All over that ball.
it's not a little bit. Not a drop. No, whole damn thing doused. Gave that football a Roman shower.
A cream pie. At what point do they ever tell the quarterback?
I think I got
to close this out.
I know. That I don't know because I just saw it a little while ago. But at some point, there needs to be a conversation.
Hey, man, did you vomit on that ball? It was all white and sticky. Tell me you vomited on the ball, please.
So no interview afterwards? Be like, hey, man, what happened out there?
Yo, what? Yeah.
So many questions.
Like, hey, let's go talk to the coaches. I want to see what made him yak. Did it say in the story if he stayed in the game? Normally when not every time when I yak, do I immediately feel better?
Yeah, no, I'm guessing he stayed in the game. Because like I said, it looks like it's one of those water vomits where he just got too waterlogged. Your body spits it back out for you, again, when you don't have any say over it. And you, for the most part, you're probably fine.
You know what the player's name was?
I saw it earlier, but it escapes me right now. I mean, I did that once at halftime of a football game, but that was just like, it was water and like a protein shake. I got that out of my system, and after that, it was fine. It just didn't sit right, and actually, once it was gone, I felt better.
And it didn't, no after effect?
Nah. I mean, later on in that game, I had a concussion anyway, so I was more focused on that.
Did you pull this story from Reddit?
That's where the video was originally posted.
This almost looks like the guy that puked wrote the... Okay, I don't know how to work Reddit. This is the first time I've ever clicked on it.
Ask Alfie. Because I get confused in there.
All right, where you at?
I'm on the page... that said, player pukes.
Okay, right now you're in the comment section.
Now, can I? What if I click on that? Man, there's a lot of stuff on this. This is really the first time I've ever been on Reddit.
It's confusing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious what the guy's name were. If he had, you know, tweeted something, you know, after the game. Hey, here's why I puked all over the game ball.
So far, every story that I'm seeing on it, it doesn't mention anything like that. It just says Arizona center Carter Wood vomits right onto the football before the snap, providing a nasty surprise for his quarterback and the perfect symbol for how Arizona's night went to that point. Oregon beat up the Wildcats 51-13, so vomiting on the ball is really only slightly adding to that kind of embarrassment.
This is funny to see on Google in the news, you know, first result is Arizona center vomits on ball and snaps it. And then a couple lines down. Click here for more news on Arizona center vomits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because if you type it into Google, you can make like an alert to where if it ever happens again, you'll get an email.
When you vomit all over the ball right before snapping it, the entire evening was basically one huge river of puke for Arizona and everyone. So what was the guy's name?
Carter Wood.
Yeah.
Hey, Carter. It's your brain.
Man, not now. I'm in the middle of a game.
Did you drink too much water?
No.
I think you did. You know what's going to happen now?
Man, not during the snap.
I'll give you a second.
Can this just wait?
Nope. Sorry, I've already contacted the stomach.
It's national TV, man.
What do you think? I text the stomach? He don't always read his texts. You're going to vomit. But actually, at this point, I'm going to make you bend your head down just so you vomit on the football.
Please, not.
Can't. Got to go. Drink too much water again, see what happens. Because I can talk to your penis as well.
Oh, no. That's way too much power. Even yesterday, Tiger Woods on the golf course was dry heaving as he walked up to a hole.
Yeah, I just saw the headline, but I didn't bother to read it. It was golf. It says Tiger Woods didn't seem depressed over whatever about finishing last. Did he finish last in some tourney?
Yeah, apparently he did.
Well, so it's because he was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy. I mean, his was looked like a legitimate sick thing, but yeah, his was like the quintessential. He's just like, he's walking on the golf course, and then he just like, you could see his face just change just enough to be like, he knows something's about to happen, and then it's, nothing comes out, but he goes through the motion pretty good.
I don't think I'd want anybody to see me, vomit, especially not on national television. If I'm on a golf course, I'm going to go lay down in one of those holes and see if I can fill it up.
You probably could. That lineman would have come close. I know a couple of years ago in the preseason, Cowboys wide receiver Cole Beasley, he made a catch, and when he fell and was tackled, the ball landed right on like his upper stomach or his diaphragm, and he got up and he just didn't look right, and he kind of fell towards the sideline. As soon as he got off on the sideline, just blew chunks all over the place.
Skip Bayless tweeted about it.
About the vomit?
Yeah.
What did he say? Is it somehow racist?
I was dead wrong. This is part of the story. It's not like I pulled up Twitter.
Okay.
I was dead wrong giving Arizona a shot to upset Oregon. Ducks D just suffocating. I don't know what that means.
That means their defense is really good.
Okay. So much better than I thought. Oh, so he doesn't say anything about the vomit. It just says at the end of the story. Speaking of vomit, even Skip... Oh, this guy doesn't like Skip Bayless either.
No one
does. Speaking of vomit, even Skip Bayless had to give it up to Oregon.
What? You're watching it again?
The loop of the video again. Yeah. Vomit, snap. That's how long he has. You want it again?
Yes.
Okay. Vomit, snap. That's how quick it was.
See, and
you watch it dribble all over the ball.
Yeah, you're right. He's got that nose guard right in front of him. He's got a block.
There's going to have to be audio that pops up someplace.
I would think. At some point, because at this point it's viral, the guys are going to have to answer to it. I know that they're upset that they lost and they got their, you know, butts beat, but at a certain point there needs to be an interview that happens with that quarterback in that center and to find out, have you guys talked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a conversation in the locker room. Hey, man, if you ever vomit on the ball again, just fall on it. Don't give it to me.
Yeah.
What do you think I want to throw a ball with vomit on it? Did the quarterback even complete the pass?
I sincerely doubt it. There's no way you're getting a grip on that thing.
Because they...
Hell, he probably
They looped the video, so you don't even see the end of the play. You just see the vomit, and then the snap, and then a second later, it's over.
Have you ever played catch with a wet football?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Well, here it's bad enough that you know it's all over the quarterback's hands. But it's going to be, since it spirals as it's going back to him, it's going to be sling and vomit as it rotates. And then what happens when that ball comes to a sudden halt when the quarterback catches it?
Do they wear gloves? They wear gloves.
Some quarterbacks do, but it's rare. So anyways.
I bet he starts.
I bet, yeah. So as soon as he catches that ball on the snap, that vomit is still moving in the direction. So at some point, he got vomit on his face.
I don't know. I think maybe Chloe, you're right. At least in the shotgun, you had a little bit of time for the vomit to sling off the football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because under center, that'd have been like direct contact. Here you go. Take that.
I would have just vomited on his back.
Hold my ears.
Okay.
I love seeing what you gravitate towards when it comes to things that are sports. This makes sense.
First of all, I don't care about Arizona and Oregon. Right. I'm surprised I remember the two teams right then.
I am too.
Arizona, it's not Cardinals.
Mm-mm.
Arizona Rams?
No.
Well, you can't make fun of me with the Rams. Because how many times? Where are the Rams now? I know it's not Anaheim anymore.
St. Louis.
Yeah. Went from Los Angeles to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Now St. Louis.
Yeah,
Rams could end up anywhere. Arizona Buccaneers?
No.
What's it start with?
W.
I forgot the name of the state again. Arizona.
Arizona, yes.
Wow. Wiley? Wiley Coyotes?
You're close yet so far.
Why? Why not?
The Arizona Why Nots?
White Vomits? What is it?
Wildcats.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah.
Was this college?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I certainly wouldn't have gotten that.
No.
Oregon. Let's start with.
I'll give you a hint. You'll know it.
All right.
You just got to trust me with it, though.
All right.
Free the...
The Oregon Slaves?
Oh, my God! No! Ducks. Free the ducks. You've been saying that phrase for like 15 years.
Well, you said trust you with it.
Yeah. Because ducks is going to sound odd because there aren't a whole lot of mascots out there with ducks as the mascot. Certainly none known as the slaves. God.
You said trust you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't say... I can't remember the last time I referred to... L.A. Lamont, the porn star that was banging. And right before she had the big O, she started screaming, free the ducks.
Exactly.
I get it now.
Yeah.
But you said trust you.
Yeah. Forget that. Don't ever trust me again.
You're lucky I picked the word slaves.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, who you play for?
Damn.
Okay. How long before we need to break?
Oh, yeah.
This whole segment's been about vomit and sports.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Damn. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
404. This is KEGM. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alpi Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound on the Bush, right at Frankfort Road. Look at that accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is now backed up back to Old Denton Road, about a half hour delay through it. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Grand, got an accident blocking the two left lanes there. Traffic is backed up through the downtown canyon back to the Mixmaster. Into Grand Prairie, westbound I-30, just before MacArthur Boulevard, the right shoulder there is blocked. The cops are that this jackass out on a horse was on the shoulder. That has traffic backed up back from Loop 12, Walton Walker. And finally, in Irving, eastbound 183 between Loop 12, Walton Walker, 114. That's still shut down from that earlier accident on Friday. That has traffic completely stopped back from MacArthur. You see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight, a few clouds, 42 for the low, partly cloudy tomorrow, 67 for the high. Right now, 59 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You want to do news?
I guess we can do news. Yeah, the other audio I have is news related.
Okay.
And Alfie just handed me this from a website. It's the 500 most famous Dallasites, dead or alive. It's from a website. It's like an offshoot of the Dallas Observer called Central Track.
Okay.
Alfie, where'd you say he was?
Russ is ranked 270.
270.
Did they say I'm dead?
I don't. Let me find it here. Russ Martin, radio talk show host. No, just says radio talk show. It doesn't say you're dead.
How did they decide what was all this based on?
Let's see. We decided to assemble a list chronicling the most famous Dallasites, living or dead, capping things off at 500. Making this list proved both easier and harder originally thought. Finding famous Dallasites was the easy part. Had no trouble coming up with an initial list several hundred names longer than we needed. After ranking them, though, it was more tedious, difficult, blah, blah, blah. As for what makes a Dallasite, wanted to include people whose ties are to Dallas County, which left a few notable Tarrant County residents out of the cold. Also included people who lived their lives here for only their pre- or post-fame years as well, so as long as they'd spent at least a significant chunk of time in town.
Okay.
So I started highlighting some of the ones starting at 500, ones that we know, like George Jamark came in at 496.
Okay.
Disc jockey, radio programmer, Rock and Roll Alternative is the country's first new wave punk radio show.
I think he may not have started out there, but wasn't he on KNON for a while?
I don't know.
I believe he was for a bit.
Okay.
And he's also basically like the architect of the edge.
Okay.
Mike Reiner from the Hardline at The Ticket, 490. Brad Sham, Dallas Cowboys play-by-play, 473.
Mike Reiner's been in this market, actually on the air in Dallas-Fort Worth longer than me. He was on with the Morning Zoo, those two guys.
Was it
Reiner was a sports guy.
Was it LaBella and Rhodey?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Clarice Tinsley at 457.
I beat out TV people.
Yes.
All right.
And not a knock on you at all. I think Brad Sham should be higher, but I'm partial. Norman Brinker, 452. The reason why I put that down is because out inside it says restaurateur, which I knew he founded Steak and Ale, but I didn't know he invented the self-serve salad bar. To me, that just sounded like something you would have had on your resume already.
That just sounds lazy.
I invented this. Thank you.
Where was Brad Sham?
He was 473.
I'm still curious. Let me see the
first part.
Yeah, the opening page, so I can look at that while...
I'll give you those that I've already gone through.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. 448, Norm Hitzkus. 446, Randy Galloway. 420, Pete Delkus from Channel 8.
I don't think Delkus has been here that long.
Yeah.
He hasn't, but he's...
He's what?
He's well known here.
Didn't they say a good chunk of their career in this market?
Or life, yeah. But I mean, he's well known. He hosts the New Year's Eve thing with Hanson.
I know, but like he came from like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so they've already blown their template.
Yeah. 403, Eric Nadell, voice of the Texas Rangers radio. 397. This is going to knock Russ back a couple. Jerry Haynes, actor and children's television host, best known as
Mr. Peppermint.
Yeah.
Mr. Peppermint should have been higher on the list.
I agree.
From 1996 to 2005, Delkus was the chief meteorologist at WCPO in Cincinnati. So prior to joining CPO, what does it say? How long he's been here? He joined WFAA in 2005.
Yeah.
So they're not even following their own rules, but go ahead.
391, Burton Gilliam, best known for his role, Blazing Saddles. You beat Burton Gilliam. How about that?
I don't deserve to be on the list.
Oh, this list is getting better as I go. 373, Fritz von Erich from the wrestling family. 362, Phil Romano, restaurateur. 359, Tex Schramm, Dallas Cowboys general manager.
Dan's already skipped over a couple Cowboys. Everson Walls, Too Tall Jones, you beat out.
I also beat out Jim Seals from Seals and Crofts.
Really?
He was at 464. I'm not sure it was either... Jim Seals, I think maybe it was Seals that went to Samuel High School, same one I went to.
Well.
But go ahead. I'm looking at ones you've already gone through.
Yeah. This is new territory at this list, starting at 350. Although 347 is a titan of a man, Jim Adler.
Hey, what number?
347. Wow. Rolando Blackman from the Mavs. Robert Tilton at 337, televangelist. Couple Mavs players, Cowboys players, Stars. Darian Hatcher, you beat Darian Hatcher from the Stars. Jim Heath, most people know him best as Reverend Horton Heat. So I'm trying to read to see you. Bill Clements, Gloria Campos at 3-9. You beat Gloria Campos. Look at you. And Stanley Marcus of Neiman Marcus. Jim Wright at 302. Abraham Zapruder, 301.
Had it not been for him, we would have been able to figure anything out with the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. Adolphus Busch from Anheuser-Busch at 297. Good Lord, man.
Let me see the list so we can go through this a little quicker.
Yeah, you're going to know some of those names probably quicker than I would, but.
Let's see. Where'd you leave off?
Near the top of that.
Okay. Ron Chapman, 262. Pat Summerall, 263. Brian Baumgartner, best known for his role in The Office. Which one was he?
Kevin, the big guy.
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was from here.
I've heard that, yeah.
236, Benny Paul Abbott, drummer for Pantera. Don Meredith, 230. Dusty Hill, 219, bassist for ZZ Top. Steve, I don't know who that is. I didn't know if Von Craig was from Dallas. Batgirl.
Really?
Okay, let's jump all the way to...
like the top 20 or something?
Yeah, the top 10. Jamie Foxx, who I believe is from Terrell.
Yep, that makes sense.
Kelly Clarkson, number 9. Number 8, Nick Jonas. Number 7, at exactly where he needs to be in the top 10, Chuck Norris.
7?
Well, let's see who beat him. I don't know how to say this one. Erica Badu?
Yeah, you got it.
Well, it's not spelled like Erica.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a little different, but yeah.
She was number 6. Number 5, George W. Bush. Number 4, Jessica Simpson. Number 3, Demi Lovato.
Wow.
Number 2, Usher.
Wow.
He's from here?
Usher's from Dallas.
All right. Huh. I'm still having a hard time getting over the fact that Jessica Simpson somehow made it ahead of the president.
Number 1, Selena Gomez. And there are others that I didn't know. Vanilla Ice, I knew he was from Denton or someplace like that, North Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He was...
the mean streets of Carrollton, I think.
He was number 14. George Michael, number 13. The DOC. He was the ghostwriter of NWA's biggest hits. He was number 12.
Wow.
37, Owen Wilson, the actor. Mark Cuban at 35. You know who I don't see on here? And there are a lot of names to go through. We should have done this off the air, but we don't roll that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Larry Hagman.
He may be one of the ones that they mentioned that is Fort Worth.
He is ranked 77.
Never mind.
Okay. Kathy Bates, number 50. It's just a weird list. Tommy Lee Jones is number 20. Leanne Rimes, 21. Ashley Simpson, 23. Or 22. Lee Harvey Oswald is number 23 on this list.
Jeez.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
And I was what, 250? Well, so right about the middle?
270.
Oh, not even the middle.
Yeah, but you heard some of the names that you were ahead of.
I'm just curious how they rank them in order. Does it say? I looked at the opening page. I don't know.
They didn't have specific criteria. They just kind of just went with it, I think.
Okay. Fascinating story.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about me we can talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, let's start news. 4:17, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, December 8th, 2014. Birthdays today. Dominic Monaghan is 38. He's from Lost and the Lord of the Rings movies. Actress Terry Hatcher turns 50. Nicki Minaj is 32. Anna Sophia Robb is an actress, and she turns 21. Corey Taylor from Slipknot is 41. Sinead O'Connor is 48. Marty Friedman from Megadeth is 52. Hellspawn, Ann Coulter turns 53. From Def Leppard, Phil Collin, he turns 57. Kim Basinger, 61. And Greg Allman, 67 today. From the streets of California to the stores of New York City, protesters are making sure no one forgets the case of Eric Garner, but some are doing so more violently than others. Demonstrators flooded a highway in Oakland, California, late Sunday night, prompting a heated standoff in the freeway between protesters and the California Highway Patrol. Some threw explosives, bottles, and rocks at officers. It wasn't exactly clear what type of explosives.
Are these guys trying to get shot, too?
Seems that way. Highway Patrol Sergeant said some in the crowd had Molotov cocktails and M80 firecrackers. Officers responded by deploying gas and arresting eight of them. One protester was struck in the head with a hammer when he tried to keep fellow protesters from damaging and looting a Radio Shack. He's going to be fine. The acts of violence were apparent anomalies in a sea of protests nationwide decrying a grand jury's decision not to indict the officer who killed Garner. Garner's last words, "I can't breathe," have become a rallying cry for protesters denouncing police brutality, particularly against unarmed black men.
I can't remember who said it in an interview now. They had watched the video and said that wasn't a chokehold.
Yeah, the officer, the police had said it wasn't a chokehold. It was a takedown that involved the arm around the throat, but it was a takedown thing.
I can't remember. It was somebody on a national level. I think it was Limbaugh.
Okay.
He was on Fox News Sunday or something like whatever they call it.
Okay.
And he said of all the police officers that he knows that looked at the video, they said that wasn't a chokehold. I don't know. I haven't watched the video. But the guy ended up dying.
Yes.
So it was some type of hold that killed him.
Yes.
I'm not saying in this case, but like if somebody is choking, if you're really choking, you can't talk.
See, that's one thing I've been thinking about as well.
If you can't breathe, you can't talk. But I haven't heard anybody bring that up.
I hadn't either, and that's one of those things where I would sort of say it in my head when I've seen the video, and he's saying, "I can't breathe," and I'm thinking, but you can talk. And I'm trying not to be insensitive about it, but that thought was there.
What was he being arrested for?
He was suspected of selling unlicensed cigarettes. Lucy's, as they're called.
And they hauled him in for that?
Apparently, he was a repeat offender for it.
For selling cigarettes.
And what happened leading
cigarettes.
Up to it? Yes.
Nothing laced on the cigarettes, just cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Part of what caught the attention was police were responding to a fight that was going on. Eric Garner was actually breaking up the fight, and then the police recognized him as a repeat offender, someone that's usually selling illegal smokes.
Okay, that part is low rent. Taking him down, I don't know. Again, I haven't seen the video, so I've got no opinion on it. But utilizing all your manpower to take in a guy because he's selling cigarettes.
And that was one of the things that was put forward from Rudy Giuliani when he was the mayor. His whole thought process was, if we tolerate the little crimes, then we will tolerate the major crimes. So we need to do all of them. That was also the same time when Giuliani was trying to rid Manhattan of the homeless problem and all the, you know, the petty crime and stuff going on.
Well, you can't just rid a place of the homeless. Not like you can go out and spray for them.
Right.
You have to find them a job or a place to stay. You can't just go out to the wherever they are and go shoo.
Right.
That in itself is stupid. Oh, we have to enforce all the crimes. Well, I get that, but why don't you focus on the crimes where people are being hurt? Person-on-person crime, violent crimes. And then it's like we've said before, when you get all that handled, then you can go after the people that are selling cigarettes. Okay. Alfie, what do you got?
I got Captain Howard on hold for you.
Okay. Yes, Captain Howard.
Hey, I going this morning. This afternoon.
No, that's okay. That works either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can fix that.
You were talking about that chokehold, and I've watched it several times, and that is not a chokehold. I can tell you from experience, I've choked somebody out. I've been choked out. That's not a chokehold. That was a takedown.
Now, because I haven't been following the story, what was the guy's name? Garner?
Eric Garner.
Did he immediately die?
No. No, he was on the ground still struggling. Like I say, if you use a chokehold on someone, you're not choking them. You're restricting the blood that goes through your carotid artery until you pass out. That's not what happened. He just grabbed him around the head and knocked him to the ground. And at no time did I ever see where he lost consciousness from being choked.
And is it correct? Normally, if you're really being choked, you can't get words out.
Correct. If it's done correctly, you have stopped. It has nothing to do with air. It has to do with stopping the blood flow through your carotid arteries to your brain to where you just pass out.
Okay, that part I get. Why they decided to go after a repeat cigarette seller, I don't get that.
Right. That does seem a little much, you know, but, you know, I guess that's why I live in Texas, not New York.
Now, are chokeholds permissible in Texas?
Most agencies have policies against them because if it's not done correctly, if it's done correctly, it's pretty safe, but if it's not, you can injure somebody or you can kill them if you do it wrong, or generally, if they have some other underlying medical condition.
Like in this guy's case, he was morbidly obese.
Right. But again, I found in my experience, if you can say, I can't breathe, you're breathing.
Okay. Where are you off to?
Actually, I'm down in Corsicana. Just left a teaching gig.
What do you teach?
Criminal justice.
I thought you were tired.
I did, but it's something fun to do. I'm helping to shape young minds.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's as funny to you as it is to us.
It is. It really is. It's almost ironic, they would say.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll see you later. Take care.
What are you teaching? Ass-kicking 201. It's an advanced course.
What are the other calls, Alfie?
They're just calling with their opinion. Most of them are, I thought it looked like a chokehold. Okay.
Well, it does when you see an arm around a throat, but if you watch and you pay attention, you see the officer do that, but then his next immediate move is with his leg to take out the back leg of Eric Garner, and that's when they go down. And also it looks like that he dies from it because you see it that way. But then you see like 6-7 officers knees on his back and neck and squatting on top of him.
Okay. I understand forcing the law, but go, really? This was going to be your big takedown for the day. And then look where it ended up. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm surprised that people in these protests, I'm surprised they haven't gotten shot. Because if you got something on fire and you're going to throw it at a cop, that's a deadly weapon. Now the cop fears for his life.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Do we need a break or we got a couple of minutes?
I need a break.
I thought we had light breaks today.
Toward the end.
Whatever. Read.
Okay. Main Street is getting into the holiday spirit this year, according to a recent survey from Bank of America. 77% of small business owners polled say they expect to hit year-end revenue goals, and millennial business owners feel especially optimistic. While optimism may come a bit easier to younger business owners, holiday cheer is up overall. 52% of entrepreneurs say they will give year-end bonuses. That's up 3% from last year.
I'm sorry, we're talking about small business owners?
Well, this, yes. Entrepreneurs, yeah.
The big ones.
49% are even going to throw a party this year. That's a 6-point increase over last year.
That's, again, small business owners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not having one.
Not that I've heard.
Okay. Well, then I look like a dick.
Why?
Well, I said on the air I was going to plan my own Christmas party the same day as the station's, so everybody would come to mine.
That's
I didn't
right.
know that we weren't having one. Now that makes me look petty. or not.
Well, over half of business owners of all ages say increasing salaries is critical to retaining talent, but millennials are much more likely.
They say that.
Mm-hmm.
But do they do it?
Well, it just depends. It's a survey. They're just asking questions. They're not holding them to it.
Do you think giving a raise to people you value will keep them? Oh, yeah. We don't give it to them.
Mm-mm.
But if you ask them my opinion, yeah, that'd be a great way to keep people.
Yeah. Millennials, however, are much more likely than older entrepreneurs to place value on other perks. Nearly 1 in 5 millennials say they need to implement a casual dress code to keep workers.
What is a millennial?
It's Alfie.
Somebody born?
I'd say right now, I'd say around 34 and under.
Yeah, 34 to say 24.
Okay. What's before that?
That'd be Gen X, I think. That'd be me and Chloe.
No.
What?
Nothing. It's just weird being the only baby boomer in here.
I think you're a really young baby boomer, though.
I don't know.
You might even be outside of it.
No, I think baby boomers, I think, went up to like 64, 60.
Oh, really?
1964, 65, something like that.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what they were called between the baby boomers and whatever.
I think between boomers and Gen X, I think there's really nothing.
I just never liked the term.
The baby boomer generation?
Well, it just sounds like people are walking around and their kids are exploding.
Hey, did you see it today? Saw like 5. Just walking down the street, poof. Kid just blew up.
Threw up on a football and then blew up. Is that the whole story?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Chuck Morgan, voice of the Texas Rangers. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have fallen in the line of duty. They watched over our families. Help us to watch over theirs. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com. Thank you and happy holidays from the Texas Rangers.
436, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Monday Night Football. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at East Loop 820. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder there. Traffic is backed up back to Highway 287. In McKinney, southbound 75, right at Virginia, got a stalled out vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from University in Irving. Eastbound 183 between Loop 12, Walton Walker, and 114. Highway there is shut down due to that big accident on Friday where that 18-wheeler hit the bridge. That has traffic completely stopped back at the Story Road. It's nearly an hour delay through it. Moving into Farmers Branch, southbound I-35, right at Valley View Lane. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Your backup is back at Crosby. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Grand Avenue. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up, though, all the way back to Fort Worth Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got, Alfred?
If you want, I've got one of the guys who is in Captain Howard's class on line 3.
Yes, Matthew.
Hey, Russ, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'm actually one of Captain Howard's students, I guess. He's molding the minds of, and I'm in the police academy right now, and we're graduating on Friday. He's preparing us to take our state exam. Super nice guy. Enjoy you guys' show a lot.
What is it he covers in the class?
Today we were talking about racial profiling, identity crimes, asset forfeiture, that kind of thing. But he's basically reviewing us for our state exam on Thursday. So,
does he have any good stories from being with the sheriff's department?
I don't know him personally from the sheriff's department. He's told us some stories. He knows his stuff. There's no doubt in that.
Okay.
Do you feel molded?
I do feel molded.
Do you feel ready for the test?
Yeah, I think I'll do fine. I've worked in corrections for about the past 6 years, and just decided to go to the academy, further my education.
Okay. All right. Thanks, sir.
Hey, have a good day, man.
I will. Not really a surprise with Captain Howard. Seems like he'd be a good teacher.
Mm-hmm. He's good at explaining things to us.
Is this in reference to something?
No, just in general. Any kind of police matter, whatever that comes up, whether it's, you know, DWI stops, domestic violence stuff, or whatever it is, he's always quick to help us and be like, this is how it is, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they didn't knock him out. I've knocked mother... Where's the... There we are. Ah, screw it. I don't care anymore. Go ahead.
Okay. In-N-Out Burger.
What about him?
We didn't do weather.
Oh. Okay, well, let's...
Well, we don't have to. I mean, people know what it's like outside. They got phones. I was just reading
straight from the... Oh, that's why you guys looked at each other, you and Chloe. Mm-hmm. Like I jumped the gun on the break. Okay. Well, then...
It doesn't matter.
It does. Weather. Go.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. A few clouds and 42 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 67. Right now, 58 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, was that the end of the story with small companies, Christmas parties?
Mm-hmm. And bonuses.
Yeah, it's not really a slam on current management, ownership, where I'm working now. I think it was the 80s last time I got a Christmas bonus.
Wow.
Yeah. They actually, where was I working at the time? Company was owned by Sandusky. No, that's not right. I forgot who it was owned by. Maybe it was. It was KAAM, which mm-hmm. is the ticket. Wasn't the ticket then.
Right.
And KAFM, which is KZPS now, owned by a different company. They gave us, I was even part-time.
Wow. Even
got
better.
A bonus. It was like $250, and they went ahead and added like 30 some odd dollars, whatever. So when the taxes were taken out, I got $250.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's a big bonus for part time back in the 80s. Yeah, I don't think I've never really heard of it being a common thing in media, like radio, TV. Maybe other industries do it. As far as a Christmas bonus, but most of my family's teachers, they didn't get bonuses.
No, in fact, it normally costs them to be a teacher.
It does, yeah.
There was one year the GM at the Eagle, different company, but the GM, Ed Wodka, walked around handing out, I think it was Chiclets or Pez, one of the two. It's a Christmas bonus.
And he was serious?
I guess.
I feel like that'd almost be kind of, not almost, I feel like that'd be insulting. Here's your Christmas bonus. What, am I supposed to thank you for this?
Don't you need to break off part of that Pez for taxes?
Yeah, really.
I think it was Pez.
God.
You're right. It's just like walking around. What can I do to be a dick today? Christmas coming up, I'll give out bonuses. I got a brand new Pez dispenser.
Everybody's sitting around looking at each other. Hey, what'd you get?
That same thing you got. Everybody loves Pez. Everybody loves Donald Duck.
The Dallas emergency room doctor who initially treated the first patient to die of the Ebola virus in the United States has admitted to missing key symptoms of infection during the patient's initial visit.
Really?
Yes. Dr. Joseph Meyer of Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital told the Dallas Morning News that he was not aware that Thomas Eric Duncan had recently arrived in the U.S. from Liberia or that he had a 103-degree fever shortly before he left the hospital. He said,
did the guy come into the ER? Mm-hmm. Or just, he did.
Yeah, ER. Yeah, the Meyer said in written answers to questions released by his attorney, he says, I was unaware of a 103-degree fever. It appears in the chart, but I did not see it. Duncan's sister and fiance have said he told medical staff in the ER during the first visit that he was from Liberia, though the hospital's medical records only indicate Duncan said he was from Africa. The hospital has already acknowledged mistakes in its care of Duncan and said its record system previously didn't make a patient's travel history clear. Meyer, the doctor, said that had he known Duncan was from Liberia, this would have prompted me to contact the CDC and begin an evaluation for Ebola. But he was less sure about the 103-degree reading. Asked about whether he'd do anything differently, Meyer said it was virtually impossible to say.
So it didn't say on the chart this guy had come in from Liberia?
Apparently not.
But it probably did say he had 103-degree temperature.
It did, and the doctor said he didn't see it. I know, it was like the first thing when I saw this and I read through it was, so what were you looking at?
Yeah, aren't you looking at their charts to make some type of, come up with some type of medical analysis on how to treat whatever he's got?
Yeah, you would think. Unless someone had told him before he looked at the stuff, unless someone had told him what they thought it was. It's like, oh, this guy's just, he's just sick. He just needs, you know, just give him a couple antibiotics, whatever, and you can send him on his way. And maybe the dog was like, okay, works for me. Sign it, hand it back.
Maybe they've got it set up to where they can trust. I'm going to guess nurses talk to him first. Said, here's what we got. Because the guy didn't initially say he had come in from Africa, did he?
According to his family, they say that he said that he was from Liberia.
I tend to lean towards now with the family. If you know, Presbyterian Dallas said, no, we didn't really do everything right. And now you've got the doctor going, yeah, I missed some stuff.
Right. I know. It's really the whole situation. Just overall, it was all just poor from every angle. I mean, you still had, I think it was Liberia that actually had, at one point, were talking about pressing charges against him if he survived.
Why?
Because he had lied on some sort of customs thing about whether or not he had been in contact with anyone with Ebola.
Oh. Okay.
A restaurant owner in China is opting to save on employee wages by foregoing traditional servers and just using robots. The eatery has become a big tourist draw with its futuristic waitstaff. Each robot costs over $9,400, but the owner, Lou Dyke, insists that he's still saving money over the long term. The automated bots take orders and even speak to customers with a 40-phrase Mandarin vocabulary. Each machine travels...
Mandarin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they still have to be translated for those that don't speak it.
Oh, well, then that works, then.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your egg drop soup. I jerked off in it.
Each machine travels through the small eatery using an optical sensing system that is designed that keeps them from running into walls or people.
Good evening. Our special today is Kung Pao chicken. It's on special because the chef rubbed his dick all over it.
The robots, which have a lifespan of about 5 years.
Five?
I know. It doesn't seem that long. Run on a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 8 hours.
Would you like to try the dirty sweet and sour Sanchez? Please don't ask how we make it.
Lou claims he's often asked if the bots are for sale.
Here's your order of dirty sweet and sour Sanchez. Do you need help rubbing it on your face?
It's very friendly.
Is that the whole story?
The owner went on to say, I get asked at least once a day if I'm prepared to sell one of them. Who knows? Maybe someday.
Here is your order of shrimp rolls. They are made fresh by shoving them in my ass, and someone sucks them out with a straw.
Oh, God.
You get it?
Yeah. Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
Yeah.
Last one.
We're good.
Would you like to try the vegetable chow mein? The dish comes with chow mein with a fat paralyzed guy in the middle.
Well, I'm going to need you to play that one again.
Really?
Would you like to try the vegetable chow mein? The dish comes with chow mein with a fat paralyzed guy in the middle.
Man, there's a lot of wrong in there. Two men were hospitalized after suffering electrical burns hanging Christmas lights on Sunday. A MedStar spokesman said one was taken to Parkland in Dallas, the other to JPS in Fort Worth. First reported by the Star-Telegram, the two men were putting up Christmas lights at Lake Country Christian School in Fort Worth.
Oh, how are they?
They're fine.
Does it say that in the story?
There was no immediate update on their conditions on Monday, but when I saw the story, plenty of time had passed. I think if it was something bad, then we would have known already.
Oh. Yeah. Regardless if it's Christmas lights or you're hanging lights at a Christian academy, you know there were a lot of damn it that came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that was the reason. Yeah. One more. Say it one. Take my name and
I meant after the electrocution.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to guess they were hanging lights with like a pole.
I guess. But yeah, I mean, that's all the information I've got. I mean, there's really very, very few details. At this point, the only detail I have is where it happened and that they were electrical burns. But it's just, you know, the stories are going to happen. There was already one, I think a week or two ago, of some guy, not local, but somewhere in like I think another state, that had already died or paralyzed himself, falling off his roof, decorating his house.
That's one of the few things I have never done. I never will.
Do the light bulbs on the house?
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, especially not on your house.
Even the house I had in Plano, it was two-story, but right. It was still falling two stories. You could die.
Right. Yeah, my thinking is, if it's a one-story house, I'm okay doing it. Because if I fall, more than likely I'm going to live. Two-story? No. Because that's death area. So if I had a two-story house, I'm only going to decorate the first floor. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice little band of lights right around the middle. Looks like a belt.
I don't know how you get used to that, especially with a lot of houses with that really steep pitch.
Mm-mm.
Now, the light guys don't have to get up that far, but... You know, just getting up that high, first of all, wigs me out. And it's not really a fear of heights. It's a fear of what gravity will do to me if I fall.
Mm-hmm. That's why one of the great businesses is landscaping / light house decoration, exterior illumination. Because your business is slower in the winter. You still have your high-end clients because they're not getting up on ladders on the third floor and you're decorating their exterior elevators. So, yeah, you get your guys out, you get winter business, and the rich folk get their lights up.
Yeah, I haven't even looked into having the house in Frisco decorated, only because technically it doesn't have three stories, but if you add the third level of the attic, the house gets as tall as three stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what that would cost. And the only people really going to see it, because there's not a lot of traffic that goes through our development. Not like when I lived in South Lake,
right, where
there was a lot of traffic on Byron Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many. The neighbors across the street are going to see it, and that's about it. And I don't like them.
You don't want to give them a free show?
No. I showed up one night. They had the house built. They've been there for about a year. I don't know if we've talked about this on the air. I come home one Friday night, and while my gate is still open, he pulls up in his golf cart thingy. Well, it's more than a golf cart. That was the reason it was made, but it was gasoline powered, a little bit bigger tires.
A little beefier.
Yeah.
Mule.
I don't know if he carries drugs, but okay.
It's an odd accusation to make, but whatever.
Did you say Asian?
Odd accusation to make.
Oh.
I am not going wheels off.
Pulls in right behind me all the way up to the car. And I didn't know who it was. All I could see were a couple of headlights on a small vehicle. So I get out. He goes, hey, I'm your neighbor. You know, he had a couple other guys with him. You could tell they'd been drinking.
Yes.
why don't you go riding with us? I just got off work. I'm going in the house. Well, I just want to say hello. I think he knows what I do.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Then I turn around to walk off, and he goes, damn. Well, what? You can see the Glock sticking out of the back of my pants.
Oh.
Because what's that for? I went, I didn't know who you were. What are you complaining about? Did you get shot?
Did you look down the barrel of my death toy?
The fact that you were able to see me walking away with the gun means you didn't get shot. So they don't come over no more.
Man, that neighbor's real a-hole. Well, why? What'd you do? I pulled up behind him really fast in the dark, and he had the gall to pull a gat on me.
He never saw it. He just saw it in the back of my pants.
I know, but that's how he's going to tell the story. Mm-hmm. That man pulled out a cannon, threatened my life.
Those radio guys are a-holes. I just went over to invite him out for a ride, and then next thing I know, I'm having to suck his because he got a gun in my ear, which is what's going to happen next time if he pulls that.
Go ahead. Pull in past my gate again.
You're going, why don't you want to go ride with us? Well, first of all you can, the only place you can go is just around the development.
And you've seen it. You've lived there for some time.
Well, but you ain't got one of these. No. Don't make me pull out what I got. And that's going to be one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
The Batmobile.
Or?
The Glock. They just seemed shocked when I turned around and walked back up to the car.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where I think they're shocked because they know they had nothing but great intentions.
But I couldn't tell who it was. I got headlights shining in my face.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They're not thinking about it from your perspective. They're just saying, it was like, man, we're just trying to have a good time. He's got to go and shoot people.
Who doesn't want to ride on an ATV?
Yeah.
With a drunk guy.
That he just met. Yeah, for all you know, they could have been pulling you out to the woods to do God knows what.
Yeah, I didn't know if he really lived across the street. I just took his word for it. They could have taken me out in one of those fields and made me do ungodly things to their taint and whatnot.
Yeah. Man, I knew this Polaris would get me some action.
This is the way we welcome, well, first of all, I'm not the new neighbor. You're the new neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need a welcome. Well, we still like to pull a train on our neighbors.
It's part of the rules of the HOA.
Since you've been here longer and we're new, we will let you be the lucky Pierre. So you enjoy yourself on both ends.
Do you feel lucky?
So what do you think, Pierre?
Yes.
What? Line one, Alfie?
Yep.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah? Fell off the house, didn't you?
Nope. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's all I needed to know. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
504, this is KEGM. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Monday Night Football. Traffic is already starting to suck real bad out there. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Westbound I-20. Right at East Loop 820. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Highway 287. In McKinney, southbound 75, right at Virginia. Got a stalled out vehicle there that's been cleared out right now. The traffic there is backed up all the way back from University. Into Irving, eastbound 183, between Loop 12 Walton Walker and 114, the highway there was completely shut down due to road construction. Traffic is completely stopped back from MacArthur. And in Mesquite, westbound I-30, between Motley and Big Town, the highway there is completely shut down due to a big accident involving an 18-wheeler and a couple other cars. Traffic is completely stopped back from 635. Listen to Sydney Skull tomorrow morning at 725 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Hell Yeah's New Year's Eve party on New Year's Eve. All the details on it are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
The Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight, a few clouds, 42 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 67. Right now, it's 58. And 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This wasn't even the story that Alfie found on. Alfie, is this a web-only?
It is a web-only thing.
Media site?
Yep.
It's called Central Track?
Yep.
And the they come up with the 500 most notable Dallas celebrities, living or dead?
Yes.
Is that close?
Yes.
Trying to look through this.
The most famous.
I don't see. There are a lot of big names, unless I just missed them. Because Alfie brought this in after the beginning of the show.
Yeah, 500's a lot to pour over.
Larry Hagman is on here at 77. Skip Bayless, number 80.
Ugh.
Ugh. What is
God,
it?
He's such a troll.
Do you think he – I don't know anything about him short of he used to write for the Herald or the Morning News?
Yeah, one of them.
Other than that, obviously, because I never read sports columns.
Mm-hmm.
I have no opinion on him.
I believe he was – Alfie, if you remember this, help me. I think it was Skip Bayless who was the first one to write about and allude towards Troy Aikman's sexuality and the fact that he may not be straight.
I'm looking that up right now.
And that is, if I remember right, that is sort of what got him a bunch of national attention. And then how he ends up on ESPN, and then he ends up on ESPN2, the First Take show, which is basically it's Stephen A. Smith, the other guy, and Skip Bayless, two writers, columnists, just go back and forth on just saying really absurd sports opinions.
You're right, Dan. He did kind of get his start making the Aikman is gay thing, and he worked for both the Herald and the Morning News.
There are a few other names that we missed earlier. Where'd you say I was? 272?
270 even.
Oh. We missed Ray Price, country singer.
Yeah.
He was at 99 on the list. Michael Irvin was at 98. H. Ross Perot, 96.
Surprised he's not a little bit higher up.
Mike Ditka, 95.
Yep.
Terry Bradshaw, 93.
Mm.
I didn't know Lisa Loeb was from Dallas. She was at 90. Stephen Stills from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Huh.
He was at 86. Frank James, outlaw and brother of Jesse James. He made 85.
Ooh, wow. Did Doc Holliday make that list?
Dude, you didn't go through this list any better than I did. Don't ask me questions.
The only reason I asked that is I think he was in Dallas before he went to Arizona and had all the history stuff there.
I'm just going through this, pulling these out on the fly. Don Henley, 69. Mickey Mantle, 64.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, his family still lives here, too, I think.
Emmett Smith, 62. Here's one you missed that I find fascinating.
Okay.
Who's that raspy guy out of Austin that everything is a conspiracy?
Alex Jones?
He's number 58 on this list.
What? Oh, that's a bunch of bull.
It's got to be the same guy. It says radio host and noted conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, that's him. There's no other. 58? Man, that's crazy. They're getting a little too much credit.
Not even on in this market.
No.
I'd never heard of him until he was on with Piers Morgan on a
CNN.
Yeah.
It was like last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. This. How can you put some, they're not saying he's important. They're just saying he's going to be famous. But I don't think he's that famous.
I wouldn't have known about him until that Piers Morgan interview. Piers, is it Piers?
Who cares? I think it's Piers Morgan, but who cares?
Just something about, especially a Brit, telling us about guns.
That's why people don't like him.
Do you think they would have liked him more had he had just like a Midwestern accent?
I think it might be different. Yeah.
Okay.
It might have been slightly different if he became a naturalized U.S. citizen, and then he could say, but you know, as a naturalized citizen, I believe it's my right, and I believe that we shouldn't have guns.
Angie Harmon, actress, was 52 on the list.
Yeah, and I forgot, she took a photo with your Batmobile.
Yeah, actually, I had it parked out in front of Three Forks, and Rick Stein took a picture of her with Rick Stein was the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even tell me Angie Harmon was in the restaurant. Just took a picture of her with the car, which was fine.
Yeah, but still.
Because Rick knew he could do anything that he wanted.
Yeah.
But at least tell me that she's outside with a car so I can, you know, let her sit in one of the seats so I can sniff.
Mm-hmm.
Get a whiff of it later.
I don't know if she's single now, but I know that she's getting a divorce. Just throwing that out there for you.
You know who else isn't on here is, here's Michael Nesmith from the Monkees.
He's from here?
Well.
See, that to me is half the fun of looking over this stuff, is finding out people are from here or lived here for a certain period of time that I didn't even know about.
Okay. I just found one on this list of the 500 most famous people in Dallas.
Yeah.
Where it's listed is the biggest piece of shit in this story. At number 158, who should be in the top 10 for Dallas?
Oh, man.
You called him the inventor of football.
Tom Landry. 158?
Wow.
Thomas Wade Landry.
You put Alex Jones? No, sorry.
Hall of Fame, Dallas Cowboys coach, innovator of the flex defense, two-time Super Bowl champion, and has had more playoff victories than any other coach in the history of the National Football League. Mm. And you put him at 158. One of the greatest men to ever step on turf.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Halliday is 155.
Ew. Ew. No.
Randy White, former Cowboy, 154.
See, that's where, to me, with Randy, you ask Randy where he wants to be put.
I like 154.
Then you may have it.
I don't care who's above me, who's below me. I like 154.
It is yours.
Why do you like that number? Because I like that number.
Because I was number 54 and I'm number one.
Was he 54?
Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive he was number 54.
Well, that makes sense. I don't see Walt Garrison on here. It's probably the association with his goat-screwing kid.
You know what? Honestly, and I'm not doing this just to blow smoke, if you're 270, as much as you talk about Walt and Ben, they should be in the top 500.
Charlie Pride, number 139. Rawlings, Trammell Crowe, 132. Kid Craddock, 129.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What?
Oh,
no.
Bob and Wills.
Oh. Your nemesis.
What?
Your nemesis.
Bob Wills, 125 on the top 500.
Mm-mm.
T. Boone Pickens, 115. Lee Trevino, 113. Byron Nelson, 111. Mike Modano, 110. Jack Ruby, 108. She is on here. I didn't see it earlier. Morgan Fairchild, who's from Dallas. She's at 101. Where did I say Coach Landry was? 158?
Yeah.
Ashley Banfield, 186.
Mm-hmm.
Lefty Frizzell, 185.
Ooh.
Okay. You know who else isn't on here?
Mm.
Cowboy Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
And his Pals of the Saddle.
Oh.
Used to be on every Saturday or Sunday on Channel 11.
was he part of the Super Ones?
He was country at its worst.
Okay. Well, the name.
I think it was shot in Fort Worth. I don't even. Yeah, I think it was in color at one point.
I wonder if he's not on there because maybe he's identified more with Fort Worth.
Okay, you're right. I keep forgetting this is all Dallas. Tony Dorsett's 165. Brett Hull's 164. Really? Damn it. Tom Landry, 158.
Man, that's... You know what? The only reason I could think that he'd be that low is just time. Just the fact that he's been gone for so long.
Also, I don't see... I forget his real name at this point. Bill... I think it was Campfield. Icky Twerp. Slam Bang Theater.
Wow.
I used to watch that when I was a kid. Mornings on Channel 11. I always run a lot of Three Stooges episodes. And he had three gorillas with him.
Any particular reason?
I don't know. Three guys with eight masks. Ajax, Delphinium, and something else. Remember when he left in 1972. I'm going to go out and mine my gold mine. And they show him walking off in the distance through a field. And even at 11, I knew, that motherfucker ain't coming back. Ron Kirk, former mayor, 206. Don Carter, the bowling guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did something else.
He did.
204. Ray Wiley Hubbard, 202.
I think he was the owner of the Mavs before Mark Cuban.
Who?
Don Carter.
Oh.
See, he was a two-sport star.
Businessman and founding owner of both the Mavericks and the Dallas Sidekicks.
Oh, three sports.
I thought you meant Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Man, who knew?
Okay. Still have no clue how they decided all of those. At least Coach Landry was ahead of me. I shouldn't have been on the list at all.
No, I think
but
it
there are a lot
sense.
Of big TV personalities that have been in Dallas-Fort Worth. That have, first of all, Clarice Tinsley should have been a lot higher than...
Four something? It's like 450 or something.
Yeah, she was near the bottom.
I didn't hear you mention Dale Hansen.
I didn't see Dale Hansen. I didn't see...
You know, as much as you love him, Tim Ryan from Fox Good Day.
Hansen's 261.
Okay.
So Dale Hansen beat me?
Just barely.
What a sucker. Was Scott Murray on there?
Looking it up.
Man, he'd be on Dallas's most notorious.
Nope.
Man. Notorious why? Notorious MCs.
Exactly.
You did beat out Meatloaf, though.
Damn.
Or was Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was 419.
Wow.
You got somebody with platinum albums, and you're picking some buck-tooth disc jockey that was born in Dallas.
But who stayed in Dallas. You didn't leave like a bat out of hell. You stayed here.
Well, I tried a couple of times. Two out of three ain't bad.
Man, you dropping.
I really don't. And I didn't see, was Jody Dean, Alfie, are you just doing a search find thing on the
page, yeah.
All right, try Jody Dean. This is a lot easier than me looking through the pages.
Yeah, because that's a long list of tiny font.
Jody's not on there.
He's not?
Nope.
He's going to burn that place down. Seriously, they need collect your stuff.
What's the name of the place? Central Bank something?
Central Track.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have...
Well, Jody produced for Ron Chapman for years and then took over, I guess, when Chapman left K-Love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's Jody Dean.
Well, that's what Jody Dean says.
Mm-hmm.
I should be on the list because I'm Jody Dean. What about Mark Davis?
Mark Davis.
He shouldn't be on there. He's a carpetbagger.
But he's lived at least a bulk of his career here.
No Mark Davis.
Dorsey?
Dorsey.
Yeah, either search Terry Dorsey or Exotic or Maserati.
No Dorsey.
Man, that's wrong. You have to include the the morning Maserati.
Who else in radio? Kranix on there. Tom Joyner?
Tom Joyner.
No Tom Joyner.
Hal J. Over at WBAP.
No Hal J.
Bo and Jim.
Yeah, all right.
Bo and the Jim should at least been in the top 20.
No Bo or Jim.
That's crap. What about Ted McKay?
The night guy on ZPS?
That's right. That man's famous.
He'll burn his way onto that list.
That's right. He's going to be famous after the Christmas special.
Well, that's right. He's our narrator.
Yeah.
No Ted McKay?
No Ted.
Jagger?
Let's see. Jerry Hall. Nope.
No Jagger.
Hmm. That's funny. Jerry Hall used to, remember Diane, the chick I dated in the 80s?
Yes.
I think Jerry Hall lived in Mesquite. She used to babysit Diane.
Really?
Hmm. No other fantastic story to go with it, though.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't want to put too much pressure.
Trying to think of anybody else that should be on the list.
That's the thing, is lists like those, there's always going to be people that get left off.
Well, and they said, when you read this story a couple hours ago, it was like, yeah, we came up with, 300 more names that we just finally had to filter out.
Yeah.
Trying to think of somebody else indigenous to Dallas, like Coach Landry. Bump Phillips was on there. I forget where he was.
Okay.
What about Joe Greed?
The Isuzu guy?
Yeah.
I'll look him up.
Guy with the great big glasses.
Seriously?
Why not?
He ain't on here. It's a shame.
Man. What about the 12-12 loop 12 guy? Hey, if Jim Adler's on the list.
That's true. Jim Adler didn't make the list. What about Stacy, Stacy Furniture guy, who's always burning money?
No Stacy.
Not Dallas. It's South Lake.
That's true. Tarrant County. Kind of buggy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because I know there's somebody really big that I haven't seen on that list. At least Mr. Peppermint was on there. I don't think Muffin made it. Or Mr. Wigglyworm. I still think Mr. Do you know who that was? Mr. Wigglyworm from Mr. Peppermint?
The little finger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was Jerry Haynes' penis.
Fingers stick it through the hole?
I think he was able to work it through up to the little platform, stick his weenie up there. Because some days Mr. Wigglyworm looked tired, some days he didn't.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:33, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Let's get started off actually with a side street accident in Arlington. Cooper at Park Row. There's a gas leak in the area that has cops kind of shutting down several streets around this. Just kind of avoid that area if you can. Let's move into Irving, eastbound 183. Between Loop 12, Walton Walker, and 114, the highway there is completely shut down due to that road construction from that 18-wheeler that hit the bridge on Friday. Traffic's completely stopped back from MacArthur, about an hour delay through it. Into Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Park Boulevard. And finally, in Mesquite, west on I-30 between Motley and Big Town, the highway there has been completely shut down due to an accident involving an 18-wheeler and a couple other cars. Traffic's completely stopped back from Galloway. Try taking 80 around it, otherwise it's an hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A few clouds tonight, 42 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high around 67. Right now, 54 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh,
Alfie, did you get any calls on people that we didn't bring up on that list?
The most notable one was Harold Taft. Other than that, a lot of people who I didn't recognize.
Yeah, Harold Taft was with NBC, even back when it was WBAP-TV.
Jesus.
I think that's right. It's not really that big of a deal. That list is...
That's the thing with lists is they're all...
Subjective.
Yeah, very arbitrary.
But how do you decide who goes ahead of who on a list like that?
Well, to me...
No slam against Randy White at all. For any reason. I think Coach Landry, first of all, should have been in the top 10.
I'd agree with that.
But I think Coach Landry was 158, and I think Randy White was 153.
154.
Okay.
The way I look at it is...
There has to be some type of template, some type of algorithm somehow that they came up with this. First of all right, you got a list of names.
Mm-hmm.
You got to filter them down somehow. And if you didn't do an online poll, then all of this is subjective and the list is useless.
Right. I think it's you just go with what the title of it is. The 500 most famous people in Dallas, dead or alive.
I got it.
So it's,
but how do you decide on the ranking?
I think you decide on the widest appeal, whether it's old people, young people, they're going to recognize the name. Or the face.
I think maybe like famous. Sounds like, especially the top 10, the most famous right now, currently.
Mm-hmm.
I think number one was Selena Gomez.
Yep. Number two was Usher. Three, Demi Lovato. Four, Jessica Simpson. Five, President George W. Bush. Six, Erykah Badu. Seven, Chuck Norris. Eight, Nick Jonas. Nine, Kelly Clarkson. 10, Jamie Foxx. 11, Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, I didn't highlight that one because I didn't want to hear you talk about it.
I'll stop.
I'll turn the mics off. Okay.
There's some things you just don't want associated. It's bad enough that we're the city that kills presidents. I don't need a Kardashian link. Damn.
It's amazing you got out that much in the course of 2 or 3 seconds of just dead air.
I was actually fairly impressed with myself.
Yeah.
Dan said, I could see it if this was called Big C, but it's Big D.
So, yeah, I think it's like the most wide appeal. That's why like an 18-year-old.
Alex Jones guy, the guy from Austin.
I think that's way too high for him, yes.
Would they even known about him on that list? Had we not talked about him? Because he's not on in this market.
I don't know.
And if you're not on 1190, you ain't on in this market.
I see what you did there. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like there are 18-year-olds that may not necessarily know who Tom Landry is. I would doubt that, but they may know who Randy White is over Landry because Randy's still alive.
Well, and also Walt Garrison's not on there.
He really wasn't, I mean, yeah, he was a great cowboy, but he really wasn't a real known player.
I knew the name.
I know
as
you
soon
did,
as
but I mean.
I met Ben Garrison, his son, and Claude was the one, because Ben won't tell you.
No.
You have to dig around. Ben, it's not like he's ashamed of his daddy. He just doesn't want somebody, he doesn't want preferential treatment based on who his father is.
Yeah, he doesn't go around bragging.
Forgot what I was going to say.
To you, Walt Garrison's known, yes.
To me, Walt Garrison. There are a few on the list, and I've said it to Ben. I've said it to Mr. Garrison. Said it to people that work with Mr. Garrison. My mind, he's one of the last real Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Randy White's one of them. Coach Landry. Emmitt Smith. The list isn't that long because I don't know that many Cowboys. I know Rafael Septien is not on that list.
No. Yeah, he's kind of ostracized.
He was, because I had to suck it too many times the year we played together. Drilling a hole in the wall in the room next to me.
Not tonight. Suck it.
Then I'm always the one that's got to pay the extra hotel bill because of the hole in the wall, even though he drilled it.
Oh.
Suck it.
I'm not sucking it.
I know kick the ball.
Yeah, don't even go to Landry to ask. You know what he's going to say.
If the man wants you to suck it, just suck it. Got to make sacrifices for the team. Did you see the movie North Dallas 40?
Now take the shot, get in there.
Here, here's a numbing shot. We'll give you in the mouth. Now get in there and suck it. All right. Mm. 5:41, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. Oh, we already talked about the guy puking on the ball. That Oregon-Arizona game of...
I really wish there was a follow-up on that.
I know. At some point, I think there will be. According to
everybody's got, for the most part, a Twitter page. I'm surprised this player, I forget what you said his name was.
Carter Wood from Arizona.
That he hasn't tweeted about it. Or, yeah, a Facebook page. Anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Got another video of a... I posted it on Facebook. I don't know if it's on RussMartin.com yet. Video of a guy going up thanking a police officer.
Uh-huh.
It's his wife or his girlfriend that's holding the phone, is comping the shot.
Okay.
And officer, it's in a, like a Chili's, something like that.
Gotcha.
See the officer off in the distance. So he's going, you got it? She goes, suck your belly in.
No.
Because it was just kind of hanging out in the shot.
Oh, God, no.
Look respectable.
Suck your belly in? Man, that's terrible.
Yeah, I thought about cutting that out before we posted it, but I...
You'd left it in.
I had to. He sucks it in. She goes, all right, that's good. And it was the tone of, that's as good as you're going to get.
All right, I found the college football player, the center from Arizona.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, he said, puking after getting the wind knocked out of me got me on Sports Nation. That's a show on ESPN. But then he says, basically he says it had nothing to do with nerves.
I didn't think it had anything to do with nerves. It looks like he just got sick.
I never said it had anything to do with nerves. A couple of news outlets that had the video said that they were jumping to that conclusion. Oh, maybe it's nerves. Shut up. Just report what you see.
How far into the game was it?
I don't even know. And at that point, I could tell that, yeah, that's not nerves.
I'm surprised he still was able to snap the ball. I don't even know if he got to the quarterback in the shotgun position.
It looked like it did.
Because normally right after I vomit, I'm dizzy for at least half a minute. I wonder if you ever done this? You puke, but you're in bed or whatever. And it wasn't a big enough puke to where you can hold it in your mouth, and you can hold it until you get to the commode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's what he was doing. It's like, all right, hang on to this. Because as you watch the video, it looks like he's starting to spit. And I think he had already puked. He just spit out vomit. Good morning.
I think it was too... It looked like it was enough that it wasn't like him holding it and letting it go.
It wasn't a whole lot.
To me, it
doesn't change anything. No. He puked on the field. But it looked like it was intentional of puking on the football.
See, that's just the worst part of it, is I'm going to puke on this ball... And now I'm gonna fling it to my buddy, the quarterback. Here, you take this.
You assume they're buddies.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't do it on the other team.
Yeah. All right, he couldn't have just stood up, right? Because then that could have...
Then it would have been a false start penalty on the offense.
Even if he vomits after he stands up.
Doesn't matter. You got to play through it.
What about if you just go to your knees and project it upward?
Like a fountain?
Yeah.
All right, so you can't stand up to puke.
No.
I was trying to think of any options he might have had. But you're right, the nose tackle. I think if he was sick enough, he probably could have hit that guy.
That's what he should have done. It's because I don't know if that's that's in the rule book is some type of taunting or
if you're sick,
unsportsmanlike
you're sick.
Conduct.
You can't really induce vomiting unless, you know, he's jamming his finger down his throat or he had some Epicac right before. Like a packet.
Yeah, I'm going to go
but
vomit.
Right, just look up and go, say, feller. Gotta go, gotta hike the ball now. What? Eat my vomit. Tackle me now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. and it's, you give him credit on sticking with the play, and also that nose tackle right in front of him sees it,
mm-hmm.
and he still runs towards him.
He's looking down.
Yeah, but you hear it.
I don't know. It was so fast. You look at the video. There's no audio of all the clips that I've seen. I think it was just looking down.
I guess, but man, I just. Here's the thing.
I just would have jumped up and pointed at the guy that puked and tried to get the ref's attention. I am not.
That is not healthy. Coaching.
You don't know if he's got something. I am not running through his puke.
Yeah. Just based on coaching, that player, the nose tackle on defense, he's supposed to be looking at the ball so he knows when it's time to then rush. And if he's doing that, then he saw it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then you're right. But I mean, it all happened so fast.
Yeah. So you got to make a split-second decision.
Man, that ball. Mm. Well, he's going to get rid of the ball, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
Once the ball's gone, I'm going to tackle him.
Yeah. And hell, maybe he thought the center was just going to give up after he's seeing the vomit. He's like, I'm going to blow past this kid. Nope. Ooh, he's touching me. Ew, 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 ew. He starts running to his sideline. Coach, he touched me.
I need a mat. He's got vomit breath. Oh, Jesus, mother. So at least the guy tweeted.
Yeah.
The only way to make national news is to vomit on a football.
Well, and that's the thing is Arizona had a great year. He's getting a lot of tweets from...
Other vomiters? Like a vomit support group?
Almost, yeah.
Vomiters Anonymous?
Well, Mike Golic Jr. says, I know your pain, brother. And then other people are calling him a legend.
Because he puked?
Yeah. Not just because he puked, but because he puked on the ball, still got off a good snap, and made the proper block.
Sort of.
Well.
The block looked like he was just kind of in the way.
Well, that's what pass protection is.
No, I mean, it looked like he was just trying to go to the sideline because he was sort of sideways.
Yeah.
When the nose tackle got him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm not vomiting on the field again.
Also, too, every play after that, if he stayed in the game.
Yeah. That's going to be even worse. My guess is they didn't tell if the quarterback didn't know at that point. They didn't tell him until after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to waste a nanosecond catching the ball from the center and looking at it, see if it's got puke on it. Obviously, you want to focus. What did he do to it this time?
Ugh. Yeah, you get that thing, it's slung back at you, the quarterback, and you're like, where the hell did he get clam chowder?
Damn! It's still got corn and carrots stuck on the side of the football. How hard did he vomit on that? Man, how come he got carrots? All right. Line one, Alfie?
Yes, please.
Is that a chick?
It is a chick.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Yes.
Is it Jess?
Yes.
Hey, boss.
Yes.
Hey, can you stop playing that awful vomiting sound? It's making me want to throw up all over my car.
Are you in your car right now?
Yes, sir. Oh, no.
What'd she say?
No.
That's not that bad.
I can't.
Oh, not that one.
Oh, God.
You have no bounds.
I knew I had one that was a lot worse on the computer.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you. If you hear something that you think is really bad and you ask Russ to stop it,
just think about what your husband would do.
Yeah, he will find something worse.
Will you please stop farting?
Okay. Start blowing them out.
Yeah.
The whole puke thing. I sure love pissing off chicks. I bet she puked in her car.
I bet she did.
Oh, a few weeks ago. Yeah, a few weeks ago, I made a chick piss in her car.
Get them all.
Yeah. Yeah, last week you tried to get a chick to drop a deuce in hers.
Yeah, I forgot what was going on.
I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you're really going after all the bodily functions.
Let's see if I kept that. Yeah, there it is. She called and said, stuck in traffic, didn't go to the bathroom. Wanted us to stop being funny or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was afraid she was going to piss in her car. And the break goes by and she calls in right before traffic. Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. Again, it was... made me laugh for many reasons. Dan's maniacal laugh in the background. Alfie, who is useless with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she sounded embarrassed. Did you piss in your car?
I did.
Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. 6:31, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Sorry, give me a second. Okay, hold on. Eagle traffic's brought to you by Shark Tank.
Never finished it. I'm sorry, I had to search piss on my flash drive to find that.
I'm afraid to know what else came up.
One that says, don't drink piss at lunch. Really sure if that was. Okay, I got to pee, so that one ain't going to happen.
Oh, I see how it is. You want to do it to yourself.
Tonight, find out what it would smell like if you pissed on the sun. Only on Fox 4 News.
Do you want to play this game again?
Real quick.
Okay. Just give me a word to search on my flash.
Mega.
Tonight on Fox 4, the Mega Rectum. Wave of the future or just a passing fad? Steve Noviello puts it to the test only on Fox 4.
Paid off again.
Anything else?
Hello?
Tanked.
That's good.
Nope.
No?
Hang on, I spelled it wrong.
Uh-oh.
What?
Looks like we got oil.
Okay.
Not really.
Oh, God.
Got to break in about a minute.
Alfie, you got one?
I'm trying to think of one right now.
Hmm.
How about Becky?
Know where that's going.
tonight at 9 on Fox 4 News. Becky Oliver kicks a city councilman who looked at her wrong.
Baby. Okay.
The other one's a news promo on how long does it take to horse for a horse to eat a baby. We've already played that one.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Cow.
I'm kind of interested on that one.
Is this cow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like me, don't you?
I do. It's really terrific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shoot that dirty cowboy all over my face.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:05, this is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Meritage Homes of Texas. Whole lot going on out there. Not a few accidents, though. We'll start off on Mesquite, westbound I-30 between Motley and Big Town. The highway there is still completely shut down due to that accident involving an 18-wheeler and a few other cars. Traffic is still completely stopped. Back from Northwest Drive, it's about an hour delay through it. Try taking 80 or something to get around it. Into Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is back to Legacy. And in Irving, eastbound 183 between Loop 12, Walton Walker, and Story Lane. That's 114. The highway there is completely shut down due to that construction from that 18-wheeler that hit the bridge. Traffic there is just jacked up in the whole area. If you try and sit through it, it's about an hour delay. Other than that, traffic out there is just caused by, you know, morons driving slow. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Tonight, some clouds, a low of 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 67. Right now, 52 degrees, but 97.1, the Eagle.
Live from the Russ Martin Studios in Dallas, Texas, it's the Russ Martin Show. Starring Russ Martin with Dan O'Malley and the Russ Martin Band. And now, here's Russ. That spot right before the break, was that Ryan Seacrest again? Why? He's got to have access to a studio.
Oh, he does.
I got real money, hard money, a lot of it. Throw on the line, it says he's recording those with a smartphone. Those Subway spots.
You've recorded better stuff with your cell phone than that.
In a pinch, if I needed it for some of those TV suite promos. Kind of needed the weird voice anyway,
mm-hmm.
So it sort of added that. But you couldn't really tell I did it with my phone. Mm-mm. His just sounds like, did you reload it?
Yes.
Man, free spot for Subway.
This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you because it's customer appreciation time. The meatball marinara and the cold cut combo are now $2 each, built fresh from the bread up with all your favorite veggies. Subway, eat fresh.
It's not as bad as the one that was airing about a month ago where there was a lot of and saliva thrown in on it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing because Ryan Seacrest is cutting it, it's a national campaign for Subway. Go step into a studio. You do that again, I'm calling Bob Pittman.
And he'd probably answer.
I've got his private email address now.
Really?
Well, he cut that PSA for us for the foundation,
mm-hmm.
by his own offering. And I asked Kibler, I said, does he have a email address that just not everybody can access? So I sent him a thank you. I went, all right, dude. And I was as honest as I could be. I said, Well, he went to community college, so I really don't have the right words to convey my thanks. But since the foundation struggles on a daily basis, makes your endorsement even more appreciated. And that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent back, you know what? I didn't graduate college either. But I could tell a worthy cause. Let me see. Where is it? I got an email. I showed it to Dan. I don't want to talk about all of it. But it was from a police officer that works mostly as a firefighter. And I guess it was just, maybe it was Bob's Reed or whatever.
Right.
They said they were leaving Parkland. And they actually had to pull over because for whatever reason, I think Jay is the guy that emailed me. I think he's also former military, mm-hmm. so it kind of hit him on two levels.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
And I'm going to guess Ryan Seacrest is a big part of iHeartMedia.
Yep.
Which means Bob Pittman is over him.
Yep.
So you keep cutting bad spots for Subway. I might have somebody put you down. It's not like I have Mr. Pittman in my back pocket, but I think he'd put somebody down if I asked him nicely.
Yeah, I'm sure he might give you a freebie.
It's like Mayor Rawlings. If I really needed somebody to vanish, I know Mayor Rawlings would give me at least one.
Yep, and you would not actually speak to him about it. It would just find its way.
Just be a call or an email or something with, I need help with that thing. The number one thing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean that thing I already took care of for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, that thing is already at the bottom. Okay. That might can help out the Trinity River. Okay. We were where?
News.
Go ahead.
According to a new survey, just about half of men say Christmas makes them sad. The main reason they said they
guess. Did we talk about this last week? A lot of guys cheat around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Is it lack of attention as far as this study goes?
This is completely different. The main reason men get
sad.
They're
alone?
That's actually the second most common reason for being sad around Christmas.
Having to go to the mall with your girlfriend or wife?
No.
Oh, really?
That would fall under number three. 30% get sad because of the stress and anxiety from Christmas-related activities. To me, going to the mall would fall under that umbrella.
Yeah, why do I have to go with you to shop for Christmas? Well, I need your card. Take my card. I don't care what you add to it. Just take my card.
Why don't you want to go with me? We can spend time together. You have all this time off of work. We don't have to be anywhere. We can spend time together. We can go
buy
Starbucks.
We're not going to spend time together. You're going to go into one of those places. First of all, you're going to start buying things that aren't for anybody else but you. And now I'm going to have to sit out in the middle of the mall with the rest of husbands or boyfriends who couldn't give a less about what's going on while we had the entire mall drain out our life force. Now, you explain to me which part of that is enjoyable, and I'll go.
Well,
because if you put that in a travel brochure, I am not booking.
Well, the way you describe it, it does sound terrible. But you know what that sounds like to me? It sounds to me like a lack of effort. It sounds to me like someone who doesn't care, doesn't want to spend time with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not get gifts from me every Christmas?
I do, and that's a separate trip.
Nice gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Expensive gifts.
You'd really like them.
I've got nothing to do with them.
You need underwear. You're dirty.
I don't buy me underwear.
I buy them for you.
I'm talking about what I buy you.
Oh.
All the crap that I get from you is that.
Well.
And you know what? One more thing. I settled for you.
Oh, my God.
A
Anything to get out of the mall.
Yeah.
Damn. You can't even pick. You couldn't. I guess almost all the places stopped. I know for a while, I think it was Western Warehouse at Grapevine Mills Mall. I think they would give you beer.
Ooh.
Western Warehouse or another one of the big boot places. It's when I got drunk and bought ostriches. And I don't mean boots.
Oh, no.
I bought two.
I got a pair of ostriches.
Sticking out of your sunroof at all.
And I got them hats. And they steam shaved from the fifth ostrich's heads.
I must have been drunk at Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, that's probably the best way I can think of to get pulled over is having a couple ostriches having their heads sticking up out of your sunroof.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good, yeah, with hats, even better bet.
Get pulled over, roll down the window. Western Warehouse?
Yeah.
I need you to step out of the vehicle.
I can't. I gotta watch these ostriches. If I don't keep an eye on them, they're gonna get loose. One of them is going to eat your head. I forgot why I went in there to begin with. Could it have been for boots? Yeah, that's probably it. But I left with two ostriches. I don't know. Maybe this is like a do-it-yourself boot kit. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
How much money do you think Santa?
Well, hang on. Did we finish with the mall story, or the whatever? Why guys are depressed over the holidays?
Yeah. Actually, did I give you the? Oh no, I didn't give you the number one reason. The main reason men get sad around the holidays is because
dealing with family or in-laws.
No.
I said being alone.
Yep, that was number two.
What was number three?
They get sad because of stress and anxiety from Christmas-related activities.
Number one.
You're not going to get it.
Relationship-related?
No.
It's
more general.
They hate Jesus?
I think that's a separate survey.
Is it about not getting what they wanted?
Being ashamed that they played for the Oregon Slaves?
Wow. That is so far not it.
Well, I know it's from a couple hours ago, but somebody got that
one. Uh-huh, someone did, and it's still striking. The main reason they get sad is because there's pressure to be happy, and when they're not happy, it makes them feel even worse, so it's a vicious cycle. That's one of those, that's why I said, you probably wouldn't guess it, but when you hear it, yeah, okay, I can see it.
I don't get the pressure to be happy.
Some people feel it for whatever reason. You don't, because you
don't. I don't care.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You don't care. But other guys will care. They feel like, well, everyone else is having a great time. I know I'm supposed to be having a great time, but I'm not. And since I'm not, but I'm supposed to be, that makes me not even more.
It's like being a premature ejaculator.
Mm-hmm.
The more that I think about not doing it, I do it.
At least I finish.
Yeah.
I can see that if you're in a relationship. Why aren't you happy? There's just... Everybody expects me to be. The most... What's the song? Joyous time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time
wonderful
of the
time
year.
Wonderful time of the year. Yeah, you know, Andy Williams. Glad he's dead.
Oh.
I've never felt the pressure. This year, I don't know why, I'm a little more into the spirit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not totally because of this. I don't want to go back and revisit all of it, but last week or the week before, we were talking about Bill Cosby, the rapes.
Right.
And the fact that that girl had called up who had been gang raped.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about what she liked about the show. I kept the clip. Did I talk about this on the air?
Mm-mm.
No.
I got part of the clip. I cut out all the stuff where she was saying nice stuff about us.
Okay.
But the fact that we could make somebody who had been gang raped laugh about anything kind of pointed out that maybe the show has some small value.
So
if she could be happy about something, I damn well can get into the damn spirit.
Amen to that.
I kept the clip and I labeled it reminder. Hold on a second. It's at the very, it's like 3 or 4 seconds long because, like I said, I cut out any accolades she threw out.
Right.
And I respect you guys a lot and you make me laugh. So
it's very courageous of you to call.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Hey.
Next.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. So sometimes you got to put things into perspective.
Yeah. I got an email, and I couldn't remember if I printed it off and gave it to you to see late last week.
I don't know. You handed me an envelope that came from somebody in prison that I didn't want to touch.
That's completely different. That is not what I'm referring to.
I looked at part of it. I stole a line out of it about Jimmy Johnson and Glenn Campbell's hair. Nobody laughed at, so I'm not opening up prison mail again. What was it you got?
It was from a guy who said he'd been listening for like 10 or 12 years. He had gone through a really difficult time. I'll tell you what it was in just a second. And he said the show helped him get through it. And it helped keep him motivated to not fall behind in his schoolwork stuff with his peers. And for whatever reason, having laughter and listening to the show kept him going, kept him motivated, and he kept pace with all of his peers and graduated and all that kind of stuff. The thing that he was working against was he had gotten into a serious accident and become paralyzed. So we're talking like, you know, like physical therapy and all these different physical things, let alone the mental aspect of...
Permanently paralyzed?
Yeah.
So there wasn't any really rehab you could go through. Well, I mean, you're paralyzed and...
Yeah, but there's still some rehab stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, he was saying, it's like, yeah, that happened, you know, like 10, 12 years ago, and I was a listener then, and... You guys unknowingly kind of helped pull me through it.
I don't know if I remember that one. I know that, and I don't mean this in an ugly way.
Okay.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate that the show means something. But if you start thinking, really, that your fecal has no odor, then you don't put as much effort into your effort.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anything that comes out of my mouth is going to be entertaining, and they're going to laugh at everything because I am wildly entertaining. There is no way they could turn me off. You'd do it every day. There are days I'd turn it off if I could.
Actually, there are days that you have. I remember a couple times you popped your headphones open and you were listening to KZPS.
Oh, yeah, there are days. I couldn't give a rat's ass less of what we're talking about. It's like right now, I'm not listening to us.
What are you listening to?
Take my headphones off.
Yeah? Little Richard?
Yep.
See, you're just on your own little world over there.
I don't hear half of this show. I mean, the emails always get answered. But most of the time, it's something with, I think.
Where would we be without steak?
Okay, first of all, I didn't fire that off. Hmm? I didn't touch it. Did you see my hands touch anything?
You did not touch it.
All right. That sounded like James Earl Jones, and I ain't never said nothing about steak in him.
That RB spot really wants to get played.
I always respond to him, and most of the time, it's, I think you're being overly kind. But as far as email, I'm much obliged. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. Because first of all, I don't know if they're with me. It's like the firemen and what they said they do right before meals. I still think they're with me. And you're with me on that one, Dan.
They may not be messing with you.
I don't want to talk about all of it, but I think they're with me.
They just like to be specific in their prayers.
I still think they're jacking around. Hey, let's write this. See if he talks about it on the air. And if he does, then he's not only as dumb as we think he is, he's an even bigger asshole. Even though I emailed him back and I went, okay, these are the words that you use in your prayer at the fire station right before every meal.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me back a picture of him with his kid. We've swapped emails before. Here's a picture of my son. I swear on him. Oh, and that kid's dead.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:31, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Whole lot going on right now. Here is the very worst, but let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway just after Royal Lane got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Their traffic is backed up back to Keller Springs. Moving to Frisco, northbound on the tollway just after Main Street got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Stonebrook Parkway. Into Plano, southbound 75 just before Plano Parkway got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is backed up back to Legacy. In Mesquite, westbound I-30 between Motley and Big Town, that accident there has been cleared out. Highway's been reopened. Traffic is still jacked up, though, back from Northwest Drive. And finally, in Irving, eastbound 183 between Loop 12, Walton Walker, and 114. Highway there shut down still due to that road construction from that accident on Friday. Traffic's jacked up back to Story Road. About an hour delay through it. If you want to try and sit through it, though, don't. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 67. Right now, 52. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
The whole bumper.
I know, it's okay. It's okay to enjoy what you're doing.
Well, I like heavy stuff. I like Motorhead. I like Little Richard. I like Chuck Berry.
Bob Wills.
Bob Wills can suck my...
All right,
even
sorry.
Though we had somebody call when we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, playing with the leftover of the Bob Wills band.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Alfie?
Yeah, her dad plays with the Texas Playboys.
Wow.
That's what it was. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Thank God I didn't grow up in that era. I think that was more 50s-ish. Stuff my parents made me suffer through was like Conway Twitty and Merle. That's why I can tolerate some of it, because even country music is based off of R&B,
right.
Like
mm-hmm.
rock is.
Yeah, but even though for the most part you hate country music, there is going to be some of it that is going to hold a little special place in your heart just for whatever reason. It might be nostalgic, but it's there.
I don't have an answer, and I'm certainly not going to ask Dr. Thornton. Well, maybe you secretly love country music. Dude, yeah. I'm going to cut your throat and pull your tongue out. That's a necktie. I forget who originated it.
Right.
But I know Italians do it. Maybe a Bolivian necktie. I forget.
I think really you can just kind of put whatever country you want, and there's not going to be any sort of argument. Everyone's going to understand what you mean.
You're in the country music closet. You're wanting to come out
because you're a liberal.
I don't think liberals even like country music.
Not usually.
So he can't use the two against me. I think you secretly like country music.
But he would say that's a liberal point of view coming from a guy at a rock station.
All right, you confused me, but I'll assume it made sense.
Yeah, liberal, not meaning Democrat or left-leaning. Liberal as far as outside what is, like it would be, you work at a rock station. It would sort of be expected that you'd be right here and only rock. But it'd be liberal of you to listen to country.
I don't. There's some that I'll admit that I like. Right now, I like Luke Bryan. Only because Brian's here.
Sometimes I am.
I noticed you weren't nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, I was pissed off. Non-Grammy having ass. CMA Entertainer of the Year. Not a single effing Grammy, please.
That was the only reason I looked at the list.
Speaking of which, let me Google who are the nominees in country music. You sons of bitches.
And I went through the whole list today because it was in the news. I went, all right, song of the year, artist of the year, whatever. It's not Luke Bryan. And then you get down to the subcategories, country, artist, song, artist, music, whatever. No Luke Bryan. All right. That story.
Yeah, let's see here. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Best country solo performance. This has me written all over it, right? Mm-hmm. No. Eric Church. Hunter Hayes, that little pissant bitch.
I'm with you there, Luke.
Yeah. Man, that man's tiny. He's the size of my boot.
He said his name was Taylor?
Hunter Hayes.
Hunter, okay.
That little girl. Miranda Lambert, Automatic. Yeah, that's a great song. Tim McGraw had it like 10 years ago. Oh, I liked old things. Carrie Underwood, Something in the Water. Yeah, there is. Keith Urban, Cop Car. Man, what a stupid song.
What is that one about?
It's about two people falling in love in a cop car. Man, no one falls in love in a cop car.
You can't even have sex unless you can figure out a way to get your weenie through that glass.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I know the one time I tried it, they did a screen test, slammed on the brakes, and I knocked myself out.
Man, that's rough.
And Luke, you've been through a lot. I think recently you had a death in the family.
I did. My brother-in-law passed away unexpectedly. He was married to my sister, who also passed away unexpectedly.
Did she really?
She did, along with my brother, who died in a car crash a few years before that. So basically, my whole family seems to be escaping me.
Everybody's jumping ship.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then you got found naked in the road with Randy Travis?
I did that one time.
After both of you guys flew out of his Trans Am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was it, middle of Sanger or wherever it was, down the road from his house? He said, hey, jump in the car. I'm going to get some smokes. I said, okay. Next thing I know, I'm in the ditch.
And then why did you tell him he was naked when he went in there for cigarettes?
Man, that's Randy Travis. Man, if that man wants to go to the store and nothing, then you let him. I mean, I figured something was up. He took his robe off and threw his wallet at me. I said, all right, man.
So you had no money?
No, he threw me his wallet.
But he went in there naked.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Back to the Grammy nominees, of which I am not nominated. Best Country Song. American Kids by a bunch of people. Oh, yeah, with Kenny Chesney. Man, F Kenny.
You'll try it again. You'll have to give me the heads up.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
All right.
Kenny. This little tiny man. Tired of these little people getting nominated. I'm like 6'9". Damn. I'll squash them all. Little country bugs. Automatic, again, Miranda Lambert. Hometown, Eric Church. God, no one likes your hometown. Glenn Campbell's nominated. Need I say more? That dude don't even know his own name.
He's dying.
So?
I'm alive. Where's my nomination? I'm going to appreciate it. I'm going to be aware if I'm nominated and win.
But he's got Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that.
Right. What's the point? You could give him a nice new lure and he'll be happy. You send him out for some new crappy.
I think the song is I'm Not Going to Miss You.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're right. Give him a can of stink bait. Here's your Grammy. Hi, I'm Glenn Campbell.
That's right. We did that to him once at the Grand Ole Opry. We gave him a little can of stink bait. Man, he thought he was having caviar. He said he thought it was foie gras. Stupid old man.
He thought stink bait was actually fish eggs.
Mm-hmm. Best country album. Dierks Bentley. That's not me. Eric Church. Also not me. Brandi Clark. Don't know who that is. Miranda Lambert. Of course. She's nominated for everything. Drop 20 pounds and you're hot. And Leanne Womack, The Way I'm Living. No one cares how you're living.
I don't even know who that one is.
Leanne?
Yeah.
Been around a while.
Yeah. She's a good old girl, but she's not me. She's not Luke Bryan.
How many years in a row have you been CMA entertainer?
Like 14, man. All right. Not that many, but.
Have you ever won a Grammy?
Man, I don't know.
You want me to Google while you're looking?
Sure. I'm just looking at the country categories for the 57th Annual Grammy Awards nominees, and my name's not on any of them. That is jacked up.
Oh, boy, where are you from, Luke?
hang on.
Would you like a hint?
Georgia. I am from Georgia.
I don't know. It didn't really start.
See, you're asking me. You don't even know the answer. I'm Luke Bryan. I'm from Georgia.
That's right.
See? I know who I am.
Leesburg, Georgia.
I'm the dude playing the dude that sounds like the other dude.
Although it says origin, Nashville, Tennessee.
That's because that's where country lives. If you're a country star, you're from Nashville.
What's your website?
Hang on. What?
Right now.
What do you mean? You've never Googled yourself?
No, I'm tired of seeing my mugshot. What's your website?
Luke, just Google Luke Bryan. Why has it got to be so difficult?
I don't want to Google Luke Bryan. You should know it if you're Luke Bryan.
I'm Luke Bryan. I'm above that mess. I can't code. I have people that do that. I could barely get my boots on.
Why don't you guess what your website is?
Probably lukebryan.com.
That's it.
All right.
You gotta struggle with me.
Man, I got people that do that. I tried to tweet one time, and then my people took it away from me. They said, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Did you accidentally send out a picture or something?
Hey, just one time.
Hang on, you need this?
No, I'm good. It was one time. You accidentally snap a photo of a tiny portion of your testicle, and then everyone loses their mind. Wasn't that bad.
Are you taking pictures of your testicle?
It wasn't. I put my phone in my lap when I was driving in my truck, and then I drove it into my pond, and it snapped a photo. And I was going commando at the time. One had slipped down my leg.
Did you accidentally ever send out any other pictures of you doing stuff?
Maybe.
Like?
Well, there's this one time where I was f***ing a clown.
You have an affinity for clowns, do you?
I do, man. I will damn clown.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:52. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Dark Traffic Sucks. All across the Metroplex, here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. That's better than the tollway right at Royal Lane. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane there. Traffic there is jacked up back from Keller Springs. Moving to Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up black from Legacy. Into Frisco, northbound on the tollway. just after FM 720 got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Gaylord Parkway. And Rockwell eastbound I-30 just before Horizon Village got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from Bass Pro. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20 right at Campus Drive got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back from 35W. Listen to Cindy Skull at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Hell Yeah! It's New Year's Eve at Southside Ballroom on, well, New Year's Eve. Details are at KKGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. A few clouds tonight, a low of 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 67. Right now, it's 52 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I got an email. We're not going to do it now. Hey, when is the annual Whitey got run over by Shante?
Oh, man.
When does that start?
Usually when we've all had enough to drink.
I didn't even remember if I kept the bed, musical bed.
I think you had it last year.
I did. That doesn't mean anything.
Well.
I think it was not last year, but the year before when I started building up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You started adding in your own wall of sound.
I took the MIDI file that we normally, or I normally used to do the parody of Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer, of Whitey Got Run Over by Shante.
Mm-hmm.
And then just started adding instruments to it.
Each day, it needs a little bit more. Needs a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like it's instead of the 12 days of Christmas, it was the 12 days of that.
How up can this get? Oh,
yeah, I got a folder for it. Look at that.
See? I think this is the original MIDI file, long before I found the karaoke version.
Sounds like it.
You want to jump to the final mix?
Sure.
That's Chuck on keyboards in the back.
Yep. And it hadn't even kicked in yet.
I think it has in this version.
Really? You had like a super version.
I think that was a super version. There was the orchestral version that was just mostly horns.
That's what I'm thinking of.
This is one mostly with the oompa, oompa, oompa.
Right.
Oh. And it was not easy to synthesize all those horns and everything and sync it up.
I'm sure it wasn't, but there you were, slaving away.
And I don't know what I was going for.
Big, big, big sound.
I don't...
Big sound.
We tried to have, what's his name? Elmo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Elmo.
Who was actually a veterinarian. That's where he got the name doctor. I think I was just trying to build it up and impress him when we had him on.
And you did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he could even hear it over the phone. You can't hear that in stereo. Like, I got, I don't know how many different versions. Again, this is the original.
It sounds so light.
It sounds a little empty.
Yeah. It's thin.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, but I think there's kind of like a hip-hop mix in the middle of this.
Ooh.
That's a marching band.
Man, you are on drugs. Meow, meow, meow.
You're breaking it down, man.
I think I finally got to a certain point of, I'm out of stuff to, oh, there's a meow, meow kitty. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm. You've. That's too much.
And you don't really know, or I don't know which way to go. Was I being inventive and creative? I know I was drunk.
Yeah.
But at least it was a decent mix.
It was. Mm-hmm.
But what are you really shooting for?
I think you were at a certain point.
How much could I finally add before it just went overboard?
That's it.
I think this one, because I've got so many versions on my flash drive, I can only tell by the date which one was the last one.
Okay.
Because they're all labeled the same. This one, I know it's the first one because it's labeled like December 1st.
Okay.
This is the MIDI version. And this one I know is the final one because of the date.
Oh, God.
And I don't know, is it good? Is it bad? Obviously, it's overly, it's, the production value is over the top. This is beyond the Phil Spector wall of sound.
Yeah, even Phil would be like, dude.
Dude, too much.
Mm-hmm.
Too many layers. Even though in the 60s, that was his big thing. He liked it. That was the one that was convicted of shooting that chick in his house.
Yeah.
The one with the weird hair. He liked the layers, sound over sound over sound, and that's why they call it the Phil Spector wall of sound. Ain't nothing but sad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what was the biggest song you ever produced? I reproduced Grandma Got Run Over.
Remastered.
I think even Dr. Elmon called me up.
I don't think he said that to you.
All right.
I think that was one of my most surreal moments ever was when we got to sing that with him. I was like,
that was back at CBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked to him since we've been over here.
That was here, too. That was 3 years ago we did.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. And he actually sang the Shantae version with us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is surprising. But I mean, he's always been a good sport. I mean, he knows what he is. He knows he's got his hit, and he knows that he's, you know, he's enjoying it. I even got an email just the other day. Dr. Elmo, available for interviews. I was like, oh, I know. I don't need you to tell me. I know this time every year he's making the rounds.
And, of course, I got to pick the song to write a parody to that ends up being the most hated Christmas song of all time.
Yeah, but it's also one of the most recognizable.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
I've also got, since we talked about vomit so much today, last week an attempt to snatch a woman's purse in a parking lot of a mall ended suddenly when the woman vomited on the robber.
By the way, I also play center for Arizona.
Police said the Athens-Clark police said that the woman was walking to her vehicle around 9 p.m. last Saturday when a male jumped her and attempted to take her purse. According to the release, the male struck her in the face, put his hand on her throat while pushing her up against another vehicle. She said during a struggle over her purse, she threw up on the subject and he let her go. The woman told police the man was laughing during the assault, but quickly stopped when she vomited in his face.
Damn, bitch. Whatever happened to old-fashioned dye packs? I ain't taking no Dooney and Burke purse full of vomit.
It's really too bad you can't do that on command. Because I think that would make enough people unable to complete their task.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point, they're so kind of, they can't focus on what they were doing. They're not going to be able to focus on, because doing that, their first instinct, if they have a gun, it's not going to be to shoot you. It's immediately to fly out of the way of it. So if you could follow up that vomit and chase them around a parking lot, yeah.
Why don't you just try it. Act like you're going to vomit.
Yeah, just start doing like a cat's got a hairball motion.
Mm-hmm. They're rocking back and forth like dogs, where they look like the West Texas oil cricket pump.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh. Bitch, you are not going to keep the money. But give me that 55-inch TV. Ooh, ooh, keep it.
Yeah, because if you're robbing somebody, it doesn't matter who you are. You know that motion. You know that physical motion when you see it. And you immediately just go like, ew, and want to back away as far as you can.
I think that's even more of a deterrent than pepper spray.
Yeah.
All right, give me all your money. Give it to me fast. I mean it. All right, here's $20. I got to go.
Sorry to bother you, sir. It looks like you're having a worse day than me. I'm going to go rob somebody else. Like, I don't want to get robbed, but I want to. You want to have some people try it.
Yeah, because really, they're going to be watching your hands. So if you reach for a gun or anything like that, you're either going to get stabbed or shot as a victim. But if you start going, oh no. I am sorry. I mean, this is no disrespect to you, Mr. Robber. But you have scared me to the point of my stomach back.
And who knows, if you physically do it hard enough and really make your body believe it, you may actually vomit.
I don't know if I'd want to, though. I really hate to vomit.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love it if I had a body cam on where all you could see is just the projectile vomit come out of me onto the perp's face.
Right. I would love to see his face once that starts spewing, though. Oh, man.
Man, you got to stop.
I can't.
I really can't. You're going to have to talk to my brain.
Sorry, we're on autopilot.
Damn brain.
We got us scared and it's time to vomit. It's either fight, flight, or puke. I choose puke. Because I can't talk to the stomach and the legs at the same time.
It'd be even better if in the middle of you trying to vomit, you just say, screw it. Pull your pants down and just start trying to take a dump in wherever you are. I think at that point, they will definitely leave you alone.
Okay, you are being held up. I am your brain. Here's what's going to happen. You will vomit on them.
Dude, I really don't want to. Just let them have my money.
No. You are going to want your wallet and your credit cards and whatnot because it is going to be a pain to cancel them all.
Uh-huh. I don't really mind.
Well, I do because I'm in charge of all that. Now, you vomit on them and also tell them you have the flu and AIDS. And if that does not work, I will force you to pull down. Now, do you want me to force you to pull down your pants and take a sh** on them?
No.
You'd make the news, though.
Oh, yeah.
You may even stop a whole crime spree. That guy may end up turning himself in. He's like, you know what? Life of crime is not for me.
He was easy to spot. I am the brain talking again. Because he was covered with scat.
Can he give a description? Yeah?
Yeah. He was covered with grunt. You want... I got a witness. You talked to my brain.
I was there. I saw it. I took charge of the... hole and we fired.
We've talked about so much up today.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I forget where we started, but I know that Luke Bryan Clowns was in there.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Not being nominated for a Grammy. Did you really not know that he was you were nominated for a Grammy?
Wait, who?
Yeah, you. Him.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that. Man, I'm pissed off. I'll go out of town for 2 weeks to go hunt some stuff, and I come back not nominated for a Grammy.
I really don't get it. I don't know how the Grammys are awarded.
Rigged. Rated. They're rigged.
Well, how do you know that?
There's just a bunch of riggers at the Grammys.
What makes you think it's rigged?
Because I wasn't even nominated. I'm Luke Bryan. I'm CMA Entertainer of the Year. I think twice in a row.
You think riggers are running the Grammys?
Clearly.
That's Alfie banging.
Alfie, you should be mad. I'd be banging too.
So because you weren't nominated, you hate riggers?
I hate them. They're stupid, and they're stupid rigger faces. It's not fair.
What if somebody from the Grammys gave you a hug?
Well, I'm polite. I'm from the South, so you hug a rigger. That's just polite.
Perhaps we read one more story, so this isn't the end.
That's probably a good idea.
Of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities in suburban Chicago said a release of chlorine gas that sickened 19 people at a hotel hosting a furries convention early Sunday was intentional.
A what convention?
Furries. We've told you about furries before.
It's the more sexual side of cosplay. They dress up in full-on mascot-type outfits.
Oh, this is not some type of popular toy?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So everybody dressed, a furry is a what?
It's a person who dresses up kind of like a school mascot in fur, like an animal, and they do things to each other.
Are they dressed up like a Giner?
No. Like a fox with a giner.
Yeah, the source of the gas.
Why does it have to be a fox giner?
Well, any sort of furry animal, or maybe a bird.
Okay.
The source of the gas was apparently chlorine powder left in a ninth-floor stairwell at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare Hotel. Investigators are treating the evacuation as the O'Hare.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sickened people reported nausea or dizziness. They were treated at local hospitals, and at least 18 were released shortly thereafter. I have audio that goes with this if you want. It's cut three. The convention goers, dressed in cartoonish animal costumes, were ushered across the street to a convention center hosting a dog show. Within hours, emergency workers decontaminated the O'Hare Hotel and allowed people back inside. 6-foot-tall rabbits, foxes, and dragons poured into the lobby, chatting and giving each other high fives.
We've been having a grand old time, and we do not know what's going on at this time. We've been asked to leave.
Is this one of the guys dressed up?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a nasal Johnny Carson.
Yep.
We've been having a grand old time, and we do not know what's going on at this time. We've been asked to leave the hotel for unknown reasons, but we have a lot of costumers out here with big fluffy costumes that'll keep people warm, so at this point, we're not at all worried.
What is the purpose of these conventions?
To have like-minded people come together.
What's the outcome?
I don't know, make new friends?
Is this just like a... Sounds like a weird... Something you'd see in the back of the Green Sheet or Craigslist or... Would you like to dress up like a big fox?
That's kind of what it is.
So is there a sexual fetish that goes along with this?
Yeah, there is. A lot of times these conventions are just sort of gathering places so all these people can get together and screw. There's one held down the street here.
One held down the street where?
At a hotel nearby here.
Here in Dallas?
Yes.
They're having a furry convention.
Yes, they are.
Who wants to host that?
What hotel? Is it a big hotel?
It is. It's. I can say it if you want.
I'd rather not. What's it start with?
C.
The Como Motel? Because they have furry conventions every hour.
Hit the button. They also have exoskeletons. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.